That is dumb when cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Nice to be with you to celebrate Independence Day. Maybe you're taking a little bit of independence away from working on your house. Well, we're not, because we're here and we're working. And if you've got a project you'd like to get done, maybe one that will give you a bit more independence, a little more leisure time when you fix up that outdoor room or do the kitchen over or take care of a repair that's been bugging you, whatever's on that list, give us a call because we are here to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions to moneypit.com, whether it's a decor dilemma, you need help solving a problem, you got a project you'd like to get done, you got a project you started, but now you can't get it done because you're stuck. All great questions for us to pitch in on. Coming up on today's show, you know, every summer we hear about decks that collapse, and frequently this happens during, you guessed it, holiday weekends. There are only five reasons that deck disasters happen, and we're going to share the most common causes along with how you can do a safety check to make sure your deck is good to go.
And also coming up, have you gotten an electric bill that's just been a real shocker? Well, believe it or not, utility companies are required to offer programs to help you use less of their product. It's true, guys. So we're going to have some advice on how to best take advantage of those savings in a bit.
Plus, we're not the only ones who enjoy spending time outside in the warm weather. For family pets, the backyard is definitely a place to relax and burn off some energy and play with friends, human and furry. So we're going to share four tips to help you improve that outdoor space to keep pets safe and their humans happy.
But first, if you love your home, but you sometimes feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing your money into for those home improvements and repairs, we get it. I mean, believe me, guys, there's always something else that you could do. We're going to help you find it. We're going to help you fix it. We're going to help you figure out ways to save money creating the best home ever. So give us a call.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your home improvement questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading up to Michigan, where we've got Phil on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
My wife and I recently had our home spray foamed, the rim joists, exterior walls, and the attic. And the change in living quality has been fantastic. We no longer hear all of the outside noise of the world. Our home stays a moderate temperature at all times now, and the energy savings has been fantastic. We have a 2,500 square foot Cape Cod style house. We've been here for 4.5 years, and with a spray foamed attic, we no longer get to use the whole house fan. And we've come to rely on the whole house fan, because our kitchen, when we cook indoors, it makes a lot of smoke, and our vent hood can't exactly keep up. And it's also really nice on very hot days to just pull in some of that cold air that comes off the river and just run that through the house. Do I have any options for this whole house fan, or should I just remove it and patch my ceiling up?
That's a really interesting question. I've never received that question before, but I totally understand it because I, too, am a big fan of whole house fans because, as you say, they serve a multitude of purposes. We put one in our very first house, which was a condominium garden apartment, and it was on the second floor. And it was always very warm, and it just did an amazing job of making that place comfortable. We would open up the door, the sliding glass door, open up a couple of windows, and set it on low. It was on a timer. It would cool the house off as we were going to sleep at night. We saved a lot of money on the air conditioning. Now, you have a conflict of interests here because the spray foam insulation, of course, that's designed to seal in every nook and cranny, right? And takes that attic and makes it a non-vented attic space. So you no longer have to worry about having, any temperature differential in there, any moisture venting in there, because no moisture is going to form. But the problem is that you also have to close up the gable vents. Now, the one idea that I have for you would be if you were to construct a duct, and it would be a large duct, that went from the whole house fan to the old gable vent, then essentially you would be bypassing that attic space as part of the journey. So that when you turned on the whole house fan, it would essentially draw the air directly from the exterior and not from the attic as it used to. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I don't see any other way of accomplishing this unless, I don't know what the second floor looks like, but of course the other thing that you could do is perhaps there's a passive vent that could be installed in the finished wall, but I'm concerned about that because that might just be super cold in the winter. So I think ducting the whole house fan right to an appropriately sized gable vent on the end of the building might be the best way to go if, in fact, you want to continue to enjoy that whole house fan.
Okay, thanks for the option.
All right, well, good luck with that project. I think you made the right choice, though, going to spray foam. It's definitely going to save you a whole bunch of money in heating and cooling.
Thanks a lot, and thank you for the show.
And in Louisiana, what is going on at your money pit? Tell us about it.
In the hall, I have a section of the vinyl flooring that has peeled up.
Okay.
You know, it's that rolled vinyl, and it's not on a seam. It's just in the middle of the floor. The length of it has started peeling, and I've tried several different glues and put the hair dryer on it to try to get it warm and then put the glue on it and then put a piece of, I read on someplace, put a piece of wax paper and then put a board on it and let it sit, and to no avail, it just keeps peeling back up.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's a really difficult problem to solve at this point because you have so many different adhesive products on there. It's just not worked well for you. If it was me, what I would do is I would replace the floor not with the vinyl sheet, but there's a product called LVP. It's Luxury Vinyl Plank. First of all, it's absolutely gorgeous stuff. And secondly, it's really, really affordable. You know, for maybe as much as $1.50, $2 a square foot, you can buy these planks. They're so easy to install. They snap together. And you could replace that floor and have a beautiful new floor as a result for a fraction of the aggravation that you are going through right now trying to fix this loose seam. So I wouldn't put any more effort into it. You could go to llflooring.com. They're one of our sponsors. They make this. You can go check out their stores or anywhere else you'd like to and look at the LVP products, the luxury vinyl plank floorings. You're going to really be surprised at the variety of patterns and options you have. And I think the stuff is just gorgeous. I've seen some of these installations where you can almost not tell that it's vinyl.
I mean, it really is beautifully done with the way that the graphic is made to sort of emulate that wood grain, and it really looks fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy 4th of July weekend, guys. I hope you are relaxing and barbecuing and enjoying some time with family and friends. I know we all earned it. It's been a long time. So give us a call. Let us know what you're working on. Maybe not today. Maybe you're planning for next weekend. But whatever it is, we can lend a hand. So call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing. Plus, you've got the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And just ahead, don't let a deck collapse ruin your holiday weekend. We'll tell you how to make sure your deck is ready for the next big barbecue next.
You live in the Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects, maybe your Independence Day home improvement projects, give us a call at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, do you want to keep your home safe and secure and prevent break-ins and package thefts and other various forms of hooliganism? Well, you guys need to enter our Safe at Home Sweepstakes on MoneyPit.com. It's presented by Deep Sentinel Home Security Systems, and you can win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of five one-camera systems. Plus, you get a full year of LiveGuard surveillance. I love this feature of the Deep Sentinel program because they have security guards monitoring your feeds 24/7. You can enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes once a day at MoneyPit.com and be sure to share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries.
All right, now we're going to talk roofs with John from Massachusetts. What is going on over there?
Well, I have a slight drip from my roof, and I think it's coming from the flashing or the boot.
Yep.
I think they call it a boot flashing.
Yep.
And I've heard of an item called a perma-boot that covers that whole area.
Right.
And I'm wondering if you've heard of it, if you think it's worth getting it.
You know, I've actually never installed one myself. I've seen these and read about them. They seem like a good product. But just to kind of back up, so we're talking about an area where you have a pipe that comes through the roof, and the traditional flashing for that type of pipe is usually an aluminum piece that has a rubber gasket. And the rubber gasket slides over the pipe, stays tight to the pipe, and then you shingle around that. Problem is that rubber eventually dries out, and it cracks and opens up with a sort of a gap there. And then people go up and they seal it with tar and all of that, but eventually it has to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just another design for that boot flashing where it's a one-piece unit that doesn't have that kind of rubber weak end of it. So I don't see any reason I wouldn't try it. I don't think it necessarily has to be done. I think this is just a normal roof maintenance thing that happens when those boot flashings dry out and they just have to be replaced. If you want to give it a shot, I don't see it's going to cause your problem, John, but just know that it's not unusual what you've described. It's not really a result of the product. It's just the end of a normal life expectancy.
Right. Yeah, I had the roof replaced about 6 years ago, the shingles, and it stopped that drip, and now it's just started up again. It's a very slight, so I want to try to stop it before it causes any damage.
No, that's smart, yeah. So give it a shot. I mean, 6 years is a pretty short time for that first piece of flashing to have lasted, so I wonder if there's something else going on with the installation there.
Okay, yeah, I can check that out. I have it checked out. And I've seen these boots applied in videos. Sometimes they just rest the boot right on top of the shingle and use something like Henry's wet patch to seal around it and under it. And in other times, they trim the shingle away so that the perma boot rests right on the flashing. Do you think either one of those is preferred?
I would check the manufacturer to see what their advice is for it.
Okay.
If I recall correctly, these fit over top of the old flashing. They don't replace it. Is that correct?
Yeah, they fit over everything.
I mean, I think if it's on top of it, it's probably better if it's on top of it because if water gets into that gap, it just gives you a little more protection there. Because remember, that old aluminum flashing is going to go under the shingle probably a good 3 or 4 inches. I don't see any reason to trim it back. I don't think that buys you anything.
Well, every summer we hear about deck collapses where people are seriously injured. Now, decks are only as strong as their fasteners and their foundations. And when you get a large group of people gathering on them, you know, like, say, for a 4th of July weekend party, that's why now is an excellent time for you to do a safety check.
Yep, that's right. And there are only really about 5 common defects to look for that can lead to serious deck problems, including the potential of a complete collapse. First, loose connections. For example, you notice that a railing is not secure, it's wobbly. You got a tread that is not resting firmly on the stair stringers, it's wobbly. You got to tighten those up. Next, missing connections. If you inspect your deck and you see that it is not secure to the house or just nailed to the house rather than bolted or screwed, that is a huge problem and a very, very common reason that decks collapse. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the after photos of decks that have collapsed, and that's exactly why. They have broken their connection between the house and the deck, and that part just drops right down. And everybody that's on the deck like slides back in towards the house, and they can get really seriously injured. So that connection between the deck and the house is critical. And next, check for corrosion. If you guys see rusty fasteners or fasteners that have become so deteriorated, they're kind of falling apart or falling away, that's a big red flag. They need to be taken out and replaced. Now, rot is also very possible, and this frequently happens when the deck is not pressure treated or when it's not flashed properly. So you get a lot of water that gets onto the structural members of the deck. It weakens the wood because the fungus digests parts of the wood, which give the wood strength and stiffness. So if you got rot, those parts of the structural members, the beams, the joists, that sort of thing, they got to be replaced. And lastly, look for cracks in the lumber. I mean, cracks are normal to some extent. The wood's always going to shrink and crack. But if you get big cracks in structural members, again, the floor joists, the beams, that sort of thing, that could be a big issue, and those beams need to be replaced.
All right, so you've done your check on your deck, but you see that you actually have a problem. What are you supposed to do next?
If you spot a big problem, like let's say the deck is not connected to the house, it could be a DIY fix, but probably not. Unless you're really experienced, I would not do that, because that is so important to make sure that that connection is done properly. So, you know, if it's within the scope of your skill set, go ahead and make the repairs. If not, definitely get an expert to help you do that, because these decks typically fail on these holiday weekends, which is why it's so important for us to focus on them right now. When you have a big crew on that deck, that's a lot of weight, it's a lot of movement, a lot of stuff happening, and that's when these tragedies happen. So make sure that deck is good to go before you load it up with all your family and friends.
Marion, Texas on the line, has an issue with the tub. Tell us what's going on.
We have a bathtub that we've had plumbers out, and they can't even seem to get it unstopped. They think that it would slowly, you know, if you took a shower in there, it would slowly go out. Then it was going so slowly, we called a big company here, plumbing company, and the guy came out and checked it, and he couldn't get it unstopped. He thinks it's in the P-trap. The tub is on the back of the house. About 2 feet from that is the clean out. And he took a picture in the clean out all the way to the alley and told us to get the city to come and...
So wait a minute. You telling me that the plumber was able to clear the drain from the house to the street, but he thinks that the restriction is beyond that?
Yeah, he thinks just about 2 feet from the tub where he worked. And all the other lines are back farther.
I can tell you right now that he missed something in the tub, because all of those plumbing lines come together in that same general area. And if you've got flow from the toilet and the sinks and everything else, but not the tub, it's going to be the tub itself. You know, when it comes to clearing drains, my experience has been that plumbers are not the best ones to do that. Generally, you're better off to go with a specialty plumber that does drain cleaning. They have the tools, the equipment, and the knowledge to get that done. And sometimes the day-to-day plumbers, if it's a simple clog, they can clear it, but they don't necessarily have the tools. I mean, for example, drain cleaners have cameras that can go down those pipes and see exactly what the obstruction is. So my recommendation would be to call a different kind of professional, not a plumber, but someone that specializes in drain cleaning and has a good reputation for being able to make that particular type of repair. I think that's going to be the easiest way for you to get to the bottom of it. I would not recommend any type of additive to that drain to try it cleared in these liquid products that clear drains, because they can be very, very corrosive. Mary, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's this weekend or you're planning to tackle next weekend or during the summer months. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, has your electricity bill reached some new high, super high heights because of the summer? Well, we're going to give you some tips on how your own utility company may help you hand over less of your hard-earned cash to cover those costs after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. A drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Moroville was an early gold mining settlement established in 1849 beside French Gulch Creek, approximately 1.5 miles west of French Gulch. It was named for H.W. Morrow, who owned a ranch on the creek. Soon the miners were finding too much gold and moved the settlement eastward beside Clear Creek in 1854 because mining was being carried out on the streets and under the houses. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Matter of dumping a bunch of dirt in there and covering it up.
No, I mean, that would fill it up again, but I'm afraid it would probably wash out again. So that's kind of what I would lean to, is having that field inspected and just getting the sense. Listen, you want to find out now. I mean, you don't want this thing to fail at the least opportune time. And if you find out early, at least you know you can plan a replacement if you have to. Brian, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, was your last electric bill a huge shock? I mean, at this time of the year, we've had one, maybe two bills that reflect our air conditioning, right? And they're usually really high and really expensive. But believe it or not, your electric company actually wants you to save some money, and most have energy-saving programs designed for you to do just that.
That's right. For example, some utility companies are going to help homeowners power down through periods of high demand with pricing that's going to reward off-peak usage. Plus, a lot of utilities offer a menu of rebates on improvements that will help you trim power or go green at home. You can ask your utility company if they've got that option for smart metering, and that's going to track your usage by time, and then they can adjust your rates accordingly.
Now, you also might want to consider adding your own energy monitor. These are pretty cool. They are simple to install, and they give you real-time information on energy use and costs, giving you the information that you need to know on how to best trim your own energy use, because sometimes we don't really realize where all the energy is going. But if you have meters set up and you can tell how much energy you're using on air conditioning versus vacuuming versus lights versus refrigeration, you know, it becomes easier to make those decisions and trim stuff down to a more manageable level.
Lynn in Mississippi is on the line and is having an issue with a pear tree. What is going on that doesn't involve a partridge?
Hi. Yes, ma'am. I have a Bradford pear tree, but I think I made a mistake. I'm not sure, but I let it grow up right next to my house.
Okay.
My foundation is concrete, and the tree has now gotten probably, I'm guessing maybe 15 feet tall, and it's got like three trunks. It's very, very pretty, and it looks good, but now I've gotten concerned. My concrete foundation is pretty thick, but does Bradford pear trees have a tendency to try to grow up through concrete foundation?
You know, pear trees don't get that big to a point where they typically impact foundations, and if they did, you would probably see some evidence of that. So, you know, while it sounds big to you, you know, pear trees, standard pear trees get to be like, you know, 18 to 20 feet tall or so. And that's just not big enough to really do much foundation damage. So I think you can live with that for a while. Just keep an eye on it. I wouldn't tear that out.
That is wonderful news. Okay, what should I look for? I mean, can I go on the outside where it's right there close to the house? Is there something that I can look for that will kind of tell me it could be a problem before it actually starts buckling my concrete?
Actually, you would see it on the inside. If you saw any cracks forming in the concrete opposite where the pear tree is, that would be a good indicator of it. But, boy, it takes an awful lot of force to do that. And trees are going, the roots are going to try to find the path of least resistance. So I just don't think it's very likely that you're going to see that. But I'd see it on the, inside first, okay?
Thank you so very much. I'm going to leave it alone.
Richard in Tennessee is on the line and has an interesting question involving an antique soda machine. Tell us about it.
Well, I bought an antique soda machine that actually worked, and I wanted to put the old quarter in and slide the bottle out, but I took it and put it in the garage, plugged it in, and as soon as the compressor kicked on, it tripped the GFCI breaker, or the GFCI circuit on the plug. So I reset it, and it wouldn't stay reset.
Well, that is totally expected, because refrigerators, when they kick on, have a very big draw of current, and that's necessary to get them going, and then it kind of goes down after that. But refrigerators are not supposed to be installed on ground fault circuits. And as a result, yours is going to keep tripping as it has. So your proper solution would be to run a circuit just for that machine. And if it's just for that machine, it does not have to be ground fault protected. The reason it's ground fault protected, the circuit in the garage is ground fault protected, is because it's a wet location. But for a dedicated service to one machine, it would not have to be. You'll have to have an electrician do that. I would not, you know, disconnect the current ground fault, because that covers the rest of the outlets in the garage, and it could even cover outside outlets or bathroom outlets. Sometimes that circuit can wind its way through the house. But I would put in a dedicated outlet just for that machine, and then the problem should go away.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
I mean, that sounds kind of fun to have that in the house.
It does. Yeah. Well, you know, like everything, you think, I got the machine, I'm good to go, I got to just plug it in. Ah, not so quick. There's other expenses to making sure it works right. When that machine was common, you know, you didn't have to worry about ground faults because we didn't have them yet.
So, right.
Never had an issue. Today we do.
They were far more dangerous then.
Yeah. Now you got to add the circuit.
Pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Need some help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Well, this time of year, your outdoor living space may be one of your favorite places to be, but that goes for your pets as well. So we're going to have four tips to improve your outdoor space in a way that's going to keep your pets safe and their humans happy after this.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, listen to the Money Pit whenever you want by following the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
All right, now we've got Gail on the line with a question about her oven. What's going on?
Yes, I have a stove that's an electric stove, and it's about 5 to 6 years old. But it's a self-cleaning oven, and right after I received it, it seems as though there's in between the glass on the door. It doesn't clean that when I use the automatic cleaner, and I just wondered how I clean in between the glass on the oven door.
That's a tough space to clean, and I agree. I don't think you can. I think what you have to do is take it apart, and that can be done. The door has to be disassembled, and so it depends on how comfortable you feel about taking that project on. It's not sealed glass in the sense of like a double pane window. It's really two pieces of glass, and sometimes because of heat and humidity and steam, it gets in there and it discolors. But you have to disassemble that door if you really want to get it clean. So it's obviously not the same, not the kind of thing you want to do every time you clean your oven.
No, and I noticed that it looks like there's like Phillips head screws at the bottom part of the door, but the top part, it doesn't look, it's not a regular screw. It's something that, you know, it doesn't fit a screwdriver. So I don't know if that bottom part, you know, and I'm afraid that once I get that undone, I'm not going to be able to get it back.
Yeah, get it back together again. Now I hear you. You know, I know that there are some great videos online of people doing this. I've seen them. And so you could take a look at YouTube. But the process is going to be to disassemble that door. Now, it's going to come apart one way or the other. The types of fasteners you're describing, you know, maybe the type of fastener that needs a specialized, not a screwdriver, but like a nut driver or something of that nature, or like an Allen wrench or something like that. But it will eventually come apart. You're just going to have to figure out how to do that. But if you're not comfortable with that process, if you're not really mechanical and are afraid to get into that because you might not be able to fix it, then I think you should just kind of learn to live with it, unfortunately.
Now, is this true of all brands? Does it matter which brand it is? Do they all have to be, you know, does it happen to them all, or have you heard?
Some may be better than others, but, you know, if it's happened to you, it doesn't really matter if it's happened to anybody else, because you don't want to have to replace that oven. You really just want to make sure you can get it clean. So that's what you need to do.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you love spending time on your deck or your patio in the backyard during this warm weather, that probably goes for your pets as well. But pets, as we know, can tear up a backyard space pretty quickly and even get into things that could hurt them if you're not careful. So we've got four ways that you can think about improving your outdoor space that will both keep your pets safe and their humans happy.
Yeah, first of all, you want to skip using fake grass artificial turf that never needs mowing really looks attractive and it can be a good idea. But if you have pets, you've got to know that that plastic grass can get very hot during the summer, and it can be challenging to clean. So if you want to have fake grass, you need to be a backyard superhero and select real turf grass for the areas where your pets are going to hang out.
Now, you need to be selective, almost picky, about choosing the right plants and grasses. For grass, go for something hardy that can withstand a high volume of traffic. Buffalo and Bermuda grasses are a good choice, depending on your climate zone. And for all the rest of the plants, there's a great resource at the ASPCA website. They have a list of toxic and non-toxic garden plants, and you can sort of peruse that list and decide what plants are going to work best for your area of the country before you buy them. You're going to want soft yet sturdy foliage near the walkways, and save the delicate decorative flowers for elevated flower beds and patio pots that the pets just can't get into.
Yeah, and if you want to go all out making your yard a dream for your dog, go for it. Here are some fun ideas that you could do, like a splash pool for the pup or a sandbox for your dog to get in and dig away, which is way better than digging in your flower bed. Or you can add a puppy pergola and give them the shade that they need. Just be creative. Your canine is going to thank you, and it's going to be much safer for all of your efforts.
And we've got great tips on building safer spaces for pets on MoneyPit.com. Just head on over and search pet safety.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are planning around your house. Anytime, we're available, standing by for you at 888-MONEY-PIT. We're presented by Angie. Hey, if your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody there right away. So you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Just ahead, is it smart to move your washer and dryer into the garage? We're going to answer that question in a bit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440.
800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are on air and online at moneypit.com. So, Leslie, I've been having a battle with wildlife once again in my backyard. I've gotten moles now, worse than ever before, and we put down grub control, or they'd probably even have taken all of our grass away. So this weekend, I had to attack the moles with Talprid.
What is that?
So Talprid is like a gummy worm that is designed for moles. And what you have to do is when you find a fresh mole tunnel, you break a little hole in the top of that tunnel. And then with a gloved hand, you can't use your human hand to take one of these things because the moles will smell your scent and they won't eat it. With a gloved hand, you take one of the Talprid gummy worms and you drop it into the tunnel and put a little dirt over the top and you wait for the moles to find it. And they come back, they eat the Talprid, they take it back, they share it with their friends, and you have no more mole problems. So it's something that I only do when I have to, but they've gotten so bad I've got no choice. So just a tip there, look up Talprid, T-A-L-P-R-I-D. It works really, really well.
Yeah. In addition to moles being super destructive, they are not cute. I mean, come on. Sometimes you can have an invasive creature in the yard that's like kind of adorable, but not the case with the moles. Okay. All right. Well, Janice reached out to us. She's got a question about her washer and dryer. And here's what she says. I want to move my washer and dryer from the basement to my unheated garage. Other than plumbing for the washer, do I need to do anything special beforehand?
You know, a lot of people find having a garage washer and dryer to be convenient. I don't myself like the idea of having to go out there in the middle of winter. So that's definitely a determinant. I'm not quite sure where Janet lives in terms of climate, but since heating a garage quickly becomes really expensive, even once it's insulated, you might find yourself spending far more money than you ever anticipated on clean clothes and convenience because every time you open the door, you let a lot of heat in there and so on, or you got to put on a jacket and close it quickly behind you. But there's something else in your question that I think is worth mentioning. You say, you talk about dehumidifying your basement by removing the washer and dryer. That's not smart, nor if the dryer is properly ventilated, is that causing your basement moisture issue. If you've got a basement moisture issue, including high humidity, then what you need to do is improve your exterior drainage conditions to make that space a lot drier. If you extend your downspouts, if you make sure your gutters are clean, and if you add a basement dehumidifier, whole house dehumidifier would be even better, but a dehumidifier to that space down there, that actually will be the quickest way to dehumidify that basement. You're going to find, Janet, that even after you go through all the trouble of schlepping those heavy machines upstairs and out to the garage and doing all the plumbing work and electrical work and all that expense, your basement's going to be just as humid as it was before you did all that. So think carefully about what's motivating you here and what the best way is to accomplish that.
Now, Janice, I don't know what your garage looks like, but if it's anything like mine, I feel like the clean clothes would come out dirtier than when I started washing them. But, Janice, if that's what you want, I think you will enjoy your new garage laundry space, and good luck with the project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful 4th of July weekend. We hope that you are enjoying your space, your Independence Day holiday weekend, wherever you find yourself, maybe seeing some good fireworks, enjoying that fresh air that we've been denied for so many months. So happy to be outside and enjoying it. If you've got questions, you've got inspirations to take on projects this summer that's not started yet, and you need some help, you can always reach out to us. We're here 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
County Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The death toll from the Miami area condo collapse remains unchanged this hour.
The number of confirmed deaths remains the same as last reported, 24, but now 23 of those next of kin have been notified. 191 people are now accounted for. That's good news. 121 are still unaccounted for.
That's Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava at a press conference earlier this afternoon. Meanwhile, demolition workers are going to bring the remainder of the building down ahead of approaching Tropical Storm Elsa over safety concerns that might be too weak to withstand the force of the winds. The search and rescue mission was suspended earlier this afternoon. Meanwhile, the crews are beginning the process of boring holes into the concrete to place the explosives for the implosion. Businesses around the world rushing to contain a ransomware attack that's paralyzed the computer networks and complicated the situation by offices in the U.S. being lightly staffed at the start of the 4th of July weekend. Some cybersecurity experts are saying that it could be one of the broadest ransomware attacks on record. That 70% mark of Americans being vaccinated by July 4th, a goal set by President Biden, not going to happen, but the White House does say the country's made huge strides in defeating COVID-19.
We've reduced the percentage of people who are getting COVID, who are dying of COVID, by 90%. That's a huge, significant achievement. We are actually much farther than I think most people would have predicted we would be.
That's Press Secretary Jen Psaki. President Biden spent the day at a cherry farm outside of Traverse City, Michigan, where he talked up his infrastructure plan. He arrived at Traverse City, which was hosting the National Cherry Festival, but bypassed that to go to a local cherry farm. More news at townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
A mudslide west of Tokyo crashed into rows of houses, leaving over a dozen people missing. It was all triggered by heavy rains.
As many as 80 homes were completely buried as a deluge of black water and debris rammed into the town of Atami. Authorities say many more could be missing as aggressive rescue operations were underway to find survivors. The ferociousness of the landslide could be seen in footage showing a powerful surge of black mud knocking houses and sweeping away cars in its path. Helpless neighbors watched in horror, some recording on their phones. Torrential rains have slammed parts of Japan starting earlier this week, causing dirt to be loosened, increasing the risk of landslides. I'm Karen Chamas.
After a two-year investigation, a Vatican judge indicted 10 people, including a cardinal, on charges including extortion, abuse of office, and fraud in connection with the Secretariat of State's million-dollar investment in London real estate. More at townhall.com. A 40% drop in sales last month for Ford.
This is the automaker deals with inventory issues brought on by the semiconductor chip shortage affecting the industry. Sales of its most profitable F-Series trucks dropped 30%, even as overall transaction prices hit a record $47,800 average across the Ford and Lincoln brands. Ford this week announced temporary closures at 9 plants in July and August due to the parts supply issues. Patrick Frost reporting.
California last summer ran out of energy when an oppressive heat wave triggered the first rolling blackout in 20 years. To improve energy resilience, utilities in small communities installed microgrids that can disconnect from the larger grid and switch to using solar energy generated and stored locally. Other tactics include increased electricity costs during high demand hours and energy conservation incentives when the grid is strained. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done to maybe be independent from home improvement. Hope you guys have enjoyed the Independence holiday and are still in that sort of relaxing mode and thinking about projects you want to get done in the warm weather ahead. Whatever's on your to-do list, slide it over to ours by picking up the phone and calling us. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can dial us at 888-MONEYPIT or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, it's been hot. I mean really hot across the nation. And do you feel like your AC just isn't doing the job it should? Well, we're going to share with you a home inspector's trick of the trade that I used for years to quickly tell whether or not the air conditioning is up to snuff or not. It's really simple. It's DIY. It requires almost no tools, and it could save you a bunch of cold, hard cash.
And also ahead, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects out there, and one which a lot of homeowners are super happy to tackle themselves. But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you just don't take those three steps before you start. What are they? Well, we're going to share those three steps in a bit in today's Smart Spending Tip.
Plus, do summertime allergies have you hacking and sneezing even on the sunniest of days? Did you think that maybe once the spring passed it, that it was going to pass as well? Well, not so much. We're going to share five things you can do inside your home to breathe easy all summer long.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait for these allergies to end. I feel like it's just a different version of phlegm for the entire summer, spring.
Allergies 2.0.
Allergies aside, guys, we can still do home improvements even if we're sneezing and hacking. So let us know what you are working on. It's a big summer. Everybody's anxious to get together and get outside, and we've all been looking at our homes a lot. So what can we do to help you make yours better? Whatever it is, give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Gail in Massachusetts is on the line and suspects that there could be mold afoot at the Money Pit. What's going on?
My den has a moldy kind of smell to it, but mostly after it rains. And I don't know if there's a device that can be used to put it up against the device against the wall to see if there's any moisture or mold or anything like that.
So your den smells damp after it rains. Okay. How is your den constructed? Is it on a concrete slab or is it on a crawl space or a basement?
It's right above my garage.
Well, you're probably getting a lot of humidity from that garage that's working its way up into that space. That's not totally surprising. I think necessarily what you're smelling is mold. It could be some mold in there, but I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. It might just be the dampness and the humidity as it passes through the building materials, getting up in that space and just leaving some odors behind. I think ventilation is a solution for you here, and probably better air conditioning, and perhaps even some dehumidification. You have a central air conditioning system?
I do.
So there's a whole home dehumidifier that can be added to that that will speed up the amount of moisture that it will take out, because air conditioners will take out moisture, but what happens is they tend to not take out enough, and sometimes it can still feel kind of clammy, but a whole house dehumidifier does it all, and it'll take out, most whole house dehumidifiers can take out like 100 quarts of water a day, and that can be built right into the system.
And you know what? The other ones rely on the owner to empty them, make sure it's set to the right humidistat. It's much better to have the whole house one.
Yeah, because I have one in my basement right now that I keep emptying.
Yeah, that's way too much work. You don't have to do that. And by the way, the fact that you have moisture in the basement and you have this up above the garage, you may want to look at, just generally speaking, all of the drainage sources around the outside of your house, because if your gutters are clogged, if your downspouts aren't extended away, if the soil around the house is too flat, you're basically holding a lot of water against that foundation perimeter, and that could be a problem because that's going to lead to dampness, humidity, and potentially even flooding.
Oh, okay. So we don't really have a water problem in our basement, but I'm wondering if the so if I just make sure the gutters are
well,
cleared
let me
out.
Just stop you right there. The fact that you have to use a dehumidifier that collects enough water that has to be dumped, that is a water problem. Okay? You're just not seeing it yet. Okay? So you do have a water problem. You just don't know it.
Yeah, yeah. And also the washer and dryer are in the closet of the den, and I didn't know whether, and it was just recently installed, and so I didn't know whether that was kind of a problem, because it almost smells like part of the bathroom.
Yeah, I think you got to stop chasing these smells down and start dealing with the core issue, which is the high humidity and the moisture. I think that's going to solve it all. All right? Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jim in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I got a couple of exterior doors in the garage I added on to my house, and I'm getting water coming inside the doors. And two of them are coming through the latch side bottom corner. I've tried siliconing the threshold up to where it meets the jamb. Tried running a little bead of silicone in there to seal that up, but I can't seem to find where it is coming in at. So, but every time it rains and if there's a breeze and pushing the rain against the latch side of the door, it's running down and coming to the inside.
I've seen that kind of thing before. It's very frustrating. You're talking about a standard exterior door, not an overhead door, right? You're talking about one that has hinges.
Right, yeah, an exterior walk-through door, yep.
The first thing I would check is to make sure the door is perfectly hung. And by that I mean it has an even reveal top, side, bottom. And then looking under the door, sometimes with a flashlight you can see gaps. So if you use a flashlight at the saddle, you can shine it on one side and look underneath and see if there's any gaps there. The type of weather stripping you have is the kind that kind of looks like what's on a refrigerator door.
Yeah, it's that D-style or O-style, whatever you want to call it.
That's actually pretty durable. Now, does this door open into the garage or does it open out to the backyard?
Inwards.
So pretty much like a standard door. Well, listen, if you don't find anything there, I think you're going to have to go with a storm door because it's definitely breaking down with the weather stripping.
I'm going to have to give that a try.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. It's the summertime. We want to help you out to make your Money Pit the best house possible for you, your family, your friends. We all deserve it. So give us a call. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you really want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And still ahead, is your air conditioner doing a good job keeping up with demand, or is it an energy waster? We're going to share a simple test you can do yourself that will give you that answer next. Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abatron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abatron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Abatron.com. That's Abatron.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Hey, make sure you enter the Save at Home sweepstakes we've got going on right now at MoneyPit.com. It's presented by our friends at Deep Sentinel, the only security camera system with live security guards that monitor your camera footage in real time.
Now, these guys, with this real-time monitoring, they can intervene to stop a crime or call the authorities in seconds. And you can win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of five one-camera systems, plus a full year of live guard surveillance.
Enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes once a day at MoneyPit.com, and you can share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries.
Karen in Texas is on the line with a driveway that is just cracking up. What's going on?
My home was built in the late 1970s, and that's what's going on, is my driveway has just gotten full of cracks and everything. So when I was looking into tearing it out and replacing the concrete, I had someone suggest to me that there's some newer products on the market that you can overlay over top of the concrete.
Yeah. So this is a concrete surface, right? We're not talking about asphalt. It's definitely concrete?
Definitely concrete.
All right. Now, the cracks that you're seeing, is the driveway sagging or is it just have these sort of fissures in it? I'm asking this question because I want to know if it's structurally unstable, because no matter what you put over it, if it's got a weak base, it's just going to continue to move and crack. It'll look better, but it'll still do that.
I wouldn't say it's unstable. There are quite a few that run. They're not small, short ones. I mean, they've gotten pretty big. There is one area at the bottom of the driveway by the street that seems to have had a little bit of a collapse.
Shift, yeah.
Nothing that can't be dealt with.
All right, so here's what I would do. There's a new product out just this year from Quikrete. It's called Recap. And it's a really interesting product because they've designed a product that will absolutely bind to old concrete and not separate. And it's fairly simple to apply. You put it on. You clean the concrete, you put it on when the concrete's wet, and you work it, smooth it out, you trowel it out. You can use, a squeegee. You can use a broom to give it a bit of a broom finish, and then the whole thing dries in just a few hours. I think that would be a great addition. In terms of the end of the driveway where it reaches the street, that's the part we call the apron. What I would recommend you do there is to go ahead and tear that out. You can pick up a few bags of Quikrete and mix it up in a wheelbarrow and re-pour that, and this way you can make sure it's nice and thick and structurally stable, and then even sort of extend the Recap color onto that so it'll all look like one piece when it's all done. But I think that that's probably the best, because if the concrete continues to move, and by that I mean sort of shift a little bit, expand, contract, freeze-thaw cycle, whatever, those cracks will show back up, but most of them will be filled in by the Recap product. I think you'll like how it works.
Awesome. That was what I was hoping to hear, because it's got to be a whole lot less expensive than having it tore out and completely re-poured.
Well, absolutely. And, by the way, there's one other option, too. If you'd love to have a paver driveway, there's a new paver out from Pavestone. It's called Milano. And what's cool about these Milano pavers is they're half the thickness of a normal paver, and they're designed specifically to go over old concrete patio and driveway surfaces. So you could look into those as well, probably a lot more expensive than the Recap product, but it looks absolutely gorgeous when it's done, and you really can't tell that it's not a full-thickness paver when you see it. So there's two options for you.
Perfect. Well, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, is your air conditioning on, but the house just doesn't seem to be getting cool? There is a quick and easy way to check if everything is working okay without calling in a pro.
Yeah, this is a trick that I used for years as a professional home inspector when I had to go in and figure out very quickly whether or not the air conditioning was working properly or not. And just feeling the temperature in the house is really too subjective. So what you do is you take a thermometer, like a refrigerator thermometer, one of those really simple thermometers, and you stick it in the register, the supply register, that is probably closest to the air conditioner itself. So if you've got air blowing out of a register, put it in there. And then the second thing you do after you take that temperature is you move it to the return or maybe just near the thermostat and you take the room temperature. Now, if there's a difference of between 15 and 20 degrees between those two readings, in other words, between the temperature of the air in the house and the temperature that's coming out of the supply, you are good to go. But if it's like 8, 10, maybe 12, that means that the air conditioner is not cooling properly. Sure, it's running, and sure, you maybe feel comfortable inside the house, but it has to run a lot longer to do the same thing, and that's why it drives up your cooling bills. So measure the temperature of the air at the supplies and at the returns. Look to the difference, figure out the difference, and if it's less than 15 to 20 degrees, you know that you've got some maintenance that has to get done, and you should contact your HVAC company.
Stuart in Rhode Island's got a water heating question for us. What can we do for you today?
Had an oil-fired hot water heater, a separate oil-fired hot water heater, separate from the oil burner, and it finally went bad after 13 years. I guess that was a good time period. And my plumber is urging me to replace it with an electric hot water heater with a timer on it. It's much more cheaper to do that than buy to replace the oil-fired hot water heater that I had. But I'm just wondering, is there any negatives to it?
Well, it's a little more expensive to run than oil, but as you say, it's a lot less expensive to buy. I'm actually surprised that it only lasted 13 years because oil-fired water heaters seem to last a lot longer than standard water heaters. I mean, if you just look at the warranties, the standard water heaters, the electric water heaters, may have a 5-year warranty on the tank, maybe a 10-year warranty on the tank. But I've found that oil-fired water heaters last 20 to 25 years on a regular basis. So the fact that it failed at 13 is just plain bad luck. I have nothing against the idea of you putting in an electric water heater and saving some money there as long as you are using it with a timer. It won't last probably as long as what I would have thought your oil water heater would have lasted, but it will save you some money. I presume your house also has oil heat. Is that correct?
It does.
And is it hot air or hot water?
It's hot air.
It's hot air. Okay. Yeah, so the water heater is completely standalone. Yeah, so I mean, I think it's potential. I don't really have a strong feeling one way or the other. It's really personal preference. But if you want to save some money, there's no problem. There's no reason not to put the electric water heater as long as it's sized properly and it is on a timer, because of course you only want that to run when you have to. Water heaters are dumb; they heat the water 24/7 whether you use it or not. So you want to make sure that it's properly insulated and the timer set up so it's not running all night long when you don't really need it running.
Right. Okay. Any idea how many hours I should probably have that shut off?
Well, what I would do is I would shut it off kind of after you're done with your evening cleaning tasks, because the water will stay warm for a while. So if you like to shower and bathe at night, you know, whenever that part of the evening is done, that's when you want to shut it down. Then bring it on about an hour before you wake up in the morning. If you leave to go to work on a regular basis, you can turn it off while you're away at work. But if you're home or you work from home and you need it during the day, you might have to skip that cycle. But the key time to have it off is in the middle of the night.
Okay, very good then. I think I'll stick with it.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
James in Illinois is on the line and looking to tackle an electrical project. What are you working on?
I have probably a 50-year-old house, and everywhere except my bathroom and my kitchen, I'm dealing with a 2-prong outlet. And I'm just using these adapters that are 3-prong adapters everywhere else, and I absolutely hate it. And I don't even know where to begin getting them fixed. I'm kind of not wanting to go to that with an electrician, but the thought of doing something and doing it wrong and then having an even bigger mess scares me.
Yeah, you want to hire a pro. You don't have enough conductors for 3-prong. You don't have the ground wire and the type of wiring system that was put in. Now, there's a way to kind of get around it. You can install ground fault outlets that have the ability, if they're wired correctly, to basically shut off the outlet if there's ever a diversion of current to a ground source, which is basically what happens when you get a shock. But even that needs to be done by a pro. So I would have an electrician come in, look it over, and figure out the easiest way to resolve it. I think it's probably easier than you think. Electricians are pretty good at being able to run new wiring through finished walls and ceilings without disturbing a lot of the structure.
Oh, that was my biggest fear, was that it was going to be a big mess. But
yeah, they don't have to tear it all out to do that. There's different tools that can snake wires through those spaces, okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. You know, the Angie app really helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus you can book and even pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Coming up, when it comes to maintaining your house, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects, and it's one which most homeowners are happy to tackle themselves.
Ah, that's true, but it's also one that can go terribly wrong pretty quickly if you don't follow three simple steps. We'll share those steps in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Smart Rewards Credit Card next. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple Mat.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Did the redness summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. The drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
Presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. So, Les, I had a home improvement project to take on in my kitchen this weekend. I noticed that the kitchen faucet was not delivering the water flow, the water pressure that we had been used to. And honestly, it wasn't great to begin with at that one faucet, which happens to be one of these fancy American Standard faucets, which is a really well-made faucet, except it's got, you know, built-in water savers and all of that stuff. And it just takes a long time to fill up a pot of water, but it was getting worse and worse and worse. So I'm like, all right, I got to get into this. So I unscrewed the aerator. That's that little screen part that's at the front of the faucet. It was the most complicated aerator assembly I'd ever seen. It was like three levels.
Well, and you better take it apart and like put it down in the order that you've taken it apart from so you know how to put it back together.
There was a lot of gunk in there, but it had the teeniest, tiniest holes I've ever seen. And so what I did was I got the big stuff out, and then I soaked it in vinegar for about a couple of hours. That did the trick. The vinegar melted away all of those mineral deposits and just gave it a quick brush. And I'm telling you, when I put it back, I had three times the water pressure after that. Three times.
It's really amazing. So
saved myself a lot of trouble with that vinegar trick.
Janet in South Carolina is working on a kitchen makeover. How can we help you?
I have a kitchen. It's not a very large kitchen, but the walls have been painted numerous times and not the best paint jobs. So I've decided to possibly add some type of wood to kind of give it a rustic feel because I really like that on the entire, you know, walls of the kitchen. And I was wondering, could you suggest to me something I could use? I've had people suggest beadboard, the wainscot type board. Could you suggest to me something to use on my walls to give it that rustic look?
Let's talk about your style of rustic, because there's so many different ways to interpret that. And beadboard's, you know, a great way to do a really classic, more country look, especially if you paint it like a white gloss. That just tends to be really clean. But if you're looking for more something, you know, something more natural or like an agey piece of wood, there's ways to do that too.
That's it. I want to go with a light, natural-looking wood. Not too light because my cabinets are the lighter color of wood.
Well, what you can do is you can actually get, and this would have a nice finish to it, you can look at flooring, wood plank flooring, and you can get one that has sort of a white, rustic, beachy wash to it, and you can even go with a vinyl flooring because that's going to be super easy to install, and you can install the planks directly to your wall, and you can do that with an adhesive, you can do that with a double-sided tape. There's so many different ways you can attach it to the wall depending on the weight of the product itself. And that, you know, if you put that on with the planks running vertically or horizontally, that can give a different kind of rustic look in comparison to the beadboard. Now, it seems to me like you want to go floor to ceiling with this. Is this correct?
That's right. I do. Now, I do have cabinets that do not go all the way up to the ceiling.
Well, I think that's okay, you know, because you're generally dealing with maybe a foot to 18 inches of space up there, and that's really not terrible. I mean, you can keep that as a painted surface and just, you know, decorate up there with some very clean baskets or something just to give you a little bit of extra storage plus to mask that space a little bit. But I think the beadboard is an excellent idea, and that's a very easy do-it-yourself project. Using a wood flooring product, whether it's vinyl or actual wood, there's a company, Tom, is it Timber Chic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
right. I think is the name. And they do actual pieces of reclaimed lumber, almost like a veneer, and that you can attach to the walls. But I've done it with that VCR, that vinyl tile that looks like a wood plank. I've done that for an HGTV show in a variety of different finishes horizontally on the wall, and that gives a great rustic look. So it depends on what your interpretation of rustic is.
Okay. Okay. Would you suggest to put it over the cabinets also, or you stated to possibly leave it just painted, or could I cover that also?
I mean, you can if you feel confident. You know, if you're using a wood flooring planking product, you're probably going to get, you know, two or three pieces in there without having to do any cuts. If you're doing a beadboard, that's something you're going to have to cut down to that exact height and put up there. It depends on how much of it you see from the floor and what you feel comfortable with. I think if you're going to do it full out. But if you're not confident in your abilities, or it's too high, or you don't really see it, then I think there's other ways to mask it with some, like, decorative accessories.
Okay, I understand. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your ideas.
You're welcome, Janet. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting or even staining wood surfaces is important to keep your siding and trim in good shape. But while painting is a task that's among the most basic of DIY projects, it's also one where simple mistakes can lead to big heartache. So we've got some tips to help in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So first up, the most important step to a long-lasting paint project is preparation. Don't be in such a hurry to slap on some paint. Your patience will be rewarded. If you've got weathered surfaces, they need to be cleaned, any loose paint removed before you even think about opening a can of paint. If not, that new paint simply won't stick. I mean, yeah, it'll stick for a little while, but it'll start peeling off within months. And talk about heartbreak. After you go through all that work, see that paint just falling off the surfaces? That's something that can really bum you out.
Yeah, you're just going to have to do it all again. So next up, it's really smart to apply a coat of primer first, because primer is really formulated differently than paint, and it's meant to be a finished coat, that paint itself. So the primer is going to have better adhesion, it's going to stick better to those old surfaces, and that's what's going to prevent the new paint from peeling.
Yeah, and finally, if you want a really nice finished look, be sure to choose the right kind of paintbrush. I know it seems like any paintbrush will do, and sure, any brush will hold paint. But if you follow that logic, you could paint with a hairbrush. You want to make sure you use a good quality natural bristle brush. They're best for applying oil-based paints. If you have latex, use synthetic bristle brushes. These give you the best results. They help maintain the value of your home. The paint goes on evenly. It doesn't look lumpy. It doesn't leave brush strokes, and you'll really be rewarded for your efforts.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime. Well, you've survived the spring allergy season, but now that we're in summer, it's really not all that much better. Apparently, there's also summer allergies. We're going to share five things that you can do to breathe easy all summer long when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs.
Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings' decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'd love to hear what you are working on so we can lend a hand and help you get those projects done once, done right, and really create a fantastic home for yourself and your family. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today. Dave in Iowa's got an issue at his money pit where something smells a little stinky, like rotten eggs. What's going on?
Well, I just bought a farmhouse about 3-4 years ago, and I have this rotten egg smell in my house all the time, and I also, my sinks and my toilets and my bathtubs are all rusty. I was wondering if you have any ideas for me. I do have a water softener.
So, first of all, the rotten egg smell usually happens because of a bad anode in the water heater itself. That's a rod that's immersed into the water, and over time it deteriorates. And if you have a bad anode, it can be removed and replaced without replacing the entire water heater. The other potential cause of this is the water quality itself, but is this well water?
Yeah, this is well water.
So have you had it tested lately to see, you know, among other things, what the sulfur content is?
No, I haven't.
So I would be smart to do that, and this way you want to make sure that nothing has changed that you're not aware of in terms of the quality of the water. But typically, it's because of a problem with the water heater that leads to that odor. Now, in terms of the rusty fixtures, you know, that's just going to be wear and tear. That's going to have nothing to do with the water quality for the most part.
Well, if you're one of the millions of people who have seasonal allergies, summer means sneezing, congestion, runny noses. But according to the Mayo Clinic, there are a few strategies for reducing exposure to allergy triggers that really work. Now, the key is to reduce your exposure to the things that trigger your allergy signs and symptoms. So stay indoors on dry, windy days. The best time to go outside is after a good rain, because that's going to just help clear pollen from the air.
Now, if there's lawn mowing to be done, delegate it. Hopefully you have a teenager that can do that job for you, that as well as weed pulling or other gardening chores. These always stir up allergens. You really should try to avoid them. And here's a tip that I thought was really one that I hadn't thought of, Leslie, and I'm glad the Mayo Clinic brought it up, and that is to remove clothes that you've worn outside and then shower to rinse pollen from your skin and hair. And if I think about it, you know, every morning we find pollen on our car, so it's out there.
Oh, for sure.
And so if you're out and about, that pollen gets on your clothes, you bring it in the house, and you're kind of like bringing the misery with you. So you've been outside,
change your clothes, wash them, put them in a hamper where the pollen's not going to escape, or get them right into the washer, and then grab a shower so you're not carrying that pollen around with you. And finally, along the same lines, don't hang your laundry outside because pollen will stick to those sheets and those towels. And when it's nice and fluffy and clean and you stick your head into it at night when you make your bed with those fresh, clean sheets, you're going to be breathing up that pollen instantly.
I tell you, we've always known about the taking off the clothes and taking a shower, et cetera, when you come home. And my kids both suffer tremendously from pollen. And, you know, the first week or so, they're all on board, changing clothes, washing hands, washing faces. Yeah. Like, by week two, they're like, I'd just rather deal with it.
Not so much.
Heading to Arizona with Yvonne on the line, who's got a stinky bathroom sink. Gross, Yvonne, what's going on?
Yeah, so it doesn't happen all the time, but every once in a while I'll be running the water in the bathroom sink and this foul odor comes out of the drain. So I'm wondering what could be causing that.
Usually it's bacteria. You get the bacteria that will decay in those drains and it will cause what's called a biogas. And the best way to clean this is to really take the drain completely apart. That's the trap that's underneath that. And to really do a good job of scrubbing it clean, I would use some oxidized bleach for that as well. If you can get that super clean, that will kill the bacteria. And if you can even plug the pipe and sort of fill it up with some of that bleach solution, that will also kill the bacteria that's in there. And I think you'll find that if you can deal with that biogas, that it'll start smelling a lot better.
So I have to actually scrub it? I can't just pour some bleach down there?
No, you definitely need to scrub it. And that's why you probably want to take it apart from underneath the sink cabinet. It's probably going to have a trap, the U-shaped pipe. If it doesn't, by the way, that's the source of your problem, but I'm sure it does. Take that trap apart and then really scrub the inside of that with some oxygenated bleach, and I think that that will kill that bacteria, and then the biogas will go away.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of work, but I'll certainly give it a try.
Hey, we never said it was going to be easy.
But no, we will say it'll work. It seems like.
All right, Yvonne, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We love to help you out with all of your projects, so do not hesitate to call, email, post, whatever it is that you are working on so we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Just download the app today. Hey, do you want to spruce up your patio this summer? We're going to share some tips on how to add an area rug with paint when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions or post them to our website. You can also download the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Now, Jeff says, what's the best way to replace a home air conditioning unit? He says he's got three estimates for having his home AC system replaced. One makes no mention of copper lines. One says they're going to flush the lines. And the last one says they'll replace the lines. So this is like a Goldilocks scenario. Which is the correct one to pursue?
You know, if you're getting a new AC system, there is so many other things to consider in addition to whether or not your refrigerant lines, which is what he's talking about, are replaced or simply flushed out and kept. I mean, copper lines don't usually break down. The insulation gets kind of like worn on the outside, but that's easy to fix. So it really doesn't bother me if it was my house, if they replaced them or not, because I know they're not going to wear out. But more importantly, you want to look at the energy efficiency. And if you're just talking about replacing that outside compressor, whatever it says in terms of efficiency is not true unless you're replacing the inside condensing unit as well. They're a pair. Don't be confused by that. Don't think that if it says it's super energy efficient outside, you're going to get all that efficiency, because it only happens if you match it against the condensing unit inside. So like I said, a lot of other things to consider, but whether or not they replace refrigerant lines, either way is perfectly fine.
And make sure you size it correctly for the house. You want to make sure it's perfectly sized, you get great energy efficiency and the right amount of cooling.
Well, you guys have a patio that could use a bit of a spruce up this summer. Leslie tells us how to create a unique area rug that stands up to the weather in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Well, it's not exactly an area rug. It's a painted area rug, right?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like an area rug, and you can make it as creative or plain or simple, whatever you like, and however you like your rugs. It's just out of paint, so it's going to be something that doesn't require cleaning, and it can be super personalized to your space. So to do this, first of all, you've got to make sure that that patio area is super clean. So you want to mop it with a cup of vinegar per 1 quart of water, and then spray it away with a hose. Now, mark off the area. Once it's dry, you want to mark off the area for this faux rug with painter's tape. Really get a sense of how big you want this rug to be or how small, and really where it sits. And you want to make sure that you get your lines all straight and that it looks good. Next, you want to make sure that you use concrete paint. You can get it at most home improvement stores, and they'll tint it to any color you want. And your first step is to paint the entire rug in that background color or whatever that base color is, and then let it dry overnight. Then go ahead and add your details. Now, you can do that with tape, stencils, you know, found objects, whatever it is. Generally, look online. Look for inspiration for outdoor rooms that you like the look of, rugs that you like the look of, color palettes that you like the look of, and use that to help you determine what your rug is going to look like. And there really are some creative ways to make some interesting patterns. So if you see something that seems a little tricky, give us a call, send us a picture. We'd love to lend a hand because we want you to be creative. We want you to have a great yard. Now, when you finish it, you want to give it 3 coats of water-based polyurethane and let it dry completely. And all of a sudden, that drab slab of concrete is now a totally unique focal point that is specific to you.
Great advice. I love the concept of the painted rug because it looks so pretty when it's all done and get your furniture on it. It truly does look like an outdoor extension of your inside space. Coming up next time on The Money Pit, kitchen backsplashes, well, they protect your walls from splashes and food, but when they're made from tile, they can add style at a fraction of the cost of most major design upgrades. We'll tell you how to get that project done on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Tropical storm Elsa forcing authorities in South Florida to suspend search and rescue operations.
As the process is underway, that we need to put a temporary pause, and we are continuing to receive updates about the condition of the standing structure, and we will begin the search and rescue once again on any sections of the pile that are safe to access as soon as we're cleared.
Daniela Levine Cava, mayor of Miami-Dade County. To avoid any potential problems, they're going to demo the remaining structure probably on Monday. Right now, they're drilling holes for the explosives to implode the building. Elsa is on a track now to hit the Florida coast sometime Tuesday morning. It's the first big holiday weekend since the lifting of COVID restrictions, and as Ken Lorman reports, you can expect to see a lot of people on the roads.
More than 47 million people are expected to hit the road over this three-day 4th of July weekend. AAA says the bulk of travel will be by car, with another 4 million people passing through airports. This weekend's travel will be 40% higher than the same time last year. One big destination is Nashville, which expects 400,000 people to attend a 4th of July celebration.
In the aftermath of last year's death of George Floyd, a coalition of Minnesota's largest law enforcement groups sued the state to overturn a state law that changed the standard for justified use of deadly force by police. The lawsuit claims the law, which took effect in March, violates officers' rights to self-defense and unconstitutionally compels officers to forfeit that right to refuse to testify against themselves in deadly force cases. The FAA raising concerns about late changes Boeing's making in the hardware and software of its version of the two-aisle 777 jet, among other things, safety regulators are worried. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
France continues to remind retailers about doing business with communist China.
French prosecutors have opened an investigation into alleged involvement in crimes against humanity based on claims that global retailers rely on forced labor in China. Human rights groups filed a legal complaint that includes accusations against retailers including Uniqlo and the makers of Skechers shoes and Zara clothes. The rights groups say the companies are benefiting from a Chinese system of repression against Uyghur and other Muslim minorities in the Xinjiang region. Keith Peters reporting.
The World Bank raising its forecast of China's economic growth this year to 8.5% from 8.1%, and they say vaccinations against the coronavirus are needed for a full recovery. The report is another positive sign for China, the first major economy to rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. budget deficit expected to reach $3 trillion again this year.
The Congressional Budget Office says that it is a 33% increase from its previous projection as it takes into account President Biden's massive coronavirus stimulus plan. The CBO said the deficit for the 2021 fiscal year, which ends September 30th, will be the second highest on record, exceeded only by 2020 spending. The CBO previously estimated this year's shortfall would hit $2.3 trillion, but that did not factor in the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill the Democrats single-handedly passed in March. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Los Angeles City Council this week passed a measure that will severely limit widespread homeless encampments that have become an eyesore across the city. Billed as a humane way to get people off the streets and restore access to public spaces in the city's nation's second-largest homeless population, homeless advocates say there aren't enough beds to house the homeless. More news at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
News Radio Studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. A lot going on today. The Trump Organization, according to the Wall Street Journal, is going to be charged along with their CFO by the Manhattan DA, Cyrus Vance, before he retires. 3-year investigation. They're still going after him on taxes. Something to do with maybe perks that don't belong, something to do with taxes. It's unbelievable. Political targeting. I never thought it was going to happen, especially at this level, for a former president being investigated in office about something that has something to do, nothing to do with getting in office or being in office, all about political targeting and trying to make a name for yourself. We know the attorney general, she ran on that. We know Cyrus Vance has been looking at this. Grand jury's been impaneled. Unbelievable. To do business at that level and have your taxes scrutinized like that simply because you ran for office, I believe this whole thing's going to boomerang. Especially if things are going to be like, well, he got an apartment instead of payment, or use organization funds to pay for private school. Really? It's a multi-billion-dollar company, and you're upset that some kid went to St. Anthony's?
That's really not political. Also, just real quick before we get to the big three, and Martha McCallum's going to join us this hour. Before I get to the big three, this catastrophe which is happening with the mayoral elections. You know what they did in New York? And I only bring this when it becomes a national story, but Eric Adams has the most votes so far. It's taken them forever to cancel to find out who won this Democratic primary. Curtis Sliwa easily won the Republican nomination. Democrat waited to win. But Eric Adams, turns out his lead got smaller. So he looked at it. He said, how did I lose my lead? As people keep, you know, we looked at 800,000 votes. I had a substantial lead. Now it's down to two. Turns out the election, the New York City Election Board, counted the test votes. They were testing the system before. They left the tallies in the system, and then they counted the real tallies. The whole thing's a farce. I don't know where they're going to go from here because it's all electronic. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. Not only do we need to defund, but we need to dismantle and start anew.
I am for defunding the police.
The bill could help ensure local cops were kept on the beat in communities across the country. As you know, didn't receive a single Republican vote.
Yes, exactly. Republicans wanted to fund the police. Really? And everything up is down. Unbelievable. Crime control, not possible if you're a Democrat, and not possible not to get the America's attention when you don't feel secure leaving your house, especially the most vulnerable communities. So Democrats, realizing they're losing this one, decide to blame the other guy. Not going to work.
Number two.
If you know your history, you know the full song of the national anthem. The third paragraph speaks to slaves in America. It's disrespectful, and it does not speak for Black Americans. It's obvious. There's no question.
Gwen Berry, now the hammer thrower that everybody knows that didn't even get gold. Gwen Berry does not like the third verse of the national anthem, so she turned her back on the flag, denying police groups funding. She actually gets funding from a police group that does not want to fund police. From an anti-police group, I should say. Her Olympic efforts should be the story, but instead it's about her protest. Sad.
Number one.
What was the origin of COVID-19? We've asked that question for more than a year and requested that the House majority hold hearings to investigate the origins of COVID-19. Perplexingly, Speaker Pelosi has refused to allow a single hearing, calling it a diversion. This is far from a diversion.
It isn't. The lab leak theory is gaining massive momentum, as a key scientist now have been exposed to having links to a Chinese military. In fact, two Chinese military scientists. This begs the question, why are the Democrats not interested? So NBC has his story. NBC uncovered evidence linking that Batwoman, Dr. Batwoman, the Zengali virologist from Wuhan, linking her to two military scientists. One died. One's still alive. We don't know what he died of. David Asher, a former State Department person, co-authored a fact sheet on January on activity inside that lab, told NBC News that he's confident the Chinese military was funding a secret program. Was it a big mistake? Is that why they don't want to admit to it? Because the Chinese military, doesn't he want to admit they're building islands in the middle of the South China Sea? Regardless, Democrats should be just as interested as Republicans, and they are not. And we'll see where this goes, because if they don't find a way to get Democrats involved, these House hearings are not going to go anywhere because they're run by the minority. How fascinating is it? Tony Fauci said that what I love about Joe Biden, I could do anything I want. I could do any place I want. They don't care. They give me free reign. Anthony Fauci can run the place because President Trump's administration, he says, was holding him back. Remember that? Well, yesterday he could not find time to appear in front of a Republican inquiry House committee about the origins of the virus. He just could not find time. Can't blame him. He's got a pandemic to control. Oops, it's under control. He's got to make sure a vaccine got out. It's already got out. They got to get a marketing campaign to push it forward. That's already out. Why doesn't he have time? Well, it turns out he was busy. When everybody else was testifying on Capitol Hill, and we could have used a real expert, that's what he calls himself. Here's what Dr. Fauci was doing. Cut 22.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great. I am so incredibly excited to be able to have the chance to speak with you.
If you don't know Allison Holker, you don't watch So You Want to Dance, So You Think You Can Dance. She is one of the judges. So he was able to do her Instagram interview that posted yesterday. Meanwhile, there's substantial testimony going on with experts talking about more and more evidence showing that this virus, the pandemic that launched, that you told us would not be a problem. You told John Katsimatidis out of 77 WABC. Here's Admiral Brett Giroir, Cut 19.
There will be other pandemics in the future. And if there's something we need, not just Congress, and I know you need it, but the American people and the world needs it, is truth and transparency and openness and trust. And when public officials who are supposed to have our trust don't show up to members of Congress, I think that's a problem.
And that is Anthony Fauci, who will do any interview possible, never turns them down. Meanwhile, while we have everybody locked down, stay home, don't be selfish, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear two masks, wear goggles, wear double mask inside while I'm talking after I'm vaccinated. This guy's doing every interview in the world. How could he be studying anything while going out of his way to marginalize anyone who says it's a lab leak? Cut 21 is Dr. Marty Makary. I just want to remind you, with Dr. Makary, who is as credible as the day is long, said to us, Cut 21.
I mean, it's been exhausting. And I'm one guy. There's a lot of doctors who believe in this. But we can't compete with Dr. Fauci on every single network 10, 14 hours a day, Brian. I mean, there'll be a podcast that invites me on. My staff will look at it and say, you know, Marty, there's only 12 listeners and 3 ratings on iTunes. This is not worth your time, and we're going to decline for you. And then I find out Dr. Fauci was on there. I mean, this guy, we can't compete with this.
Is that incredible? These doctors are just trying to give people information. You have another guy who wants to be crowned a star. Congressman James Comer was there from Kentucky. He was on with Laura's show last night, who I think Judge Jeanine filled in for. Cut 23.
Every country's concerned about it, but China has such a grip on many countries and a lot of countries because they don't want to be fall into the trap that they would have to agree with President Trump are trying to do things behind the scenes. And I think that that's a big part of the problem. The world leaders, many of whom didn't like Trump because he stood up to them. He wanted them to pay their bill to the United Nations and other World Health Organization type entities. And I think that they realize now that President Trump was right. Yeah. We had 4 expert witnesses here. Every witness testified to the fact that there was overwhelming evidence that started in the lab and that the theory that it was started from animals just by nature is not possible.
Mm. Hey, and that's the more we learn. You know, they're breaking it down into a way in which I can even understand when they're talking about sequencing. So CBS did a package, and I always like to point out when other networks, NBC, for example, is the one who established this link between the bat lady, the Dr. Bat lady, who's obsessed with bats. Remember they told us Wuhan didn't have any bats? Then video emerged that they had bats? Because how could they have a bat virus escape if they have no bats? Oops, they have them. CBS did this story. I want to share some of it about the lab leak theories and the legitimacy behind it. Cut 25.
The lab leak hypotheses are absolutely legitimate. They are plausible.
Relman told CBS News the Wuhan lab housed a vast library of bat coronaviruses, including specimens from the caves.
They weren't just studying these viruses. They were actually collecting samples from nature in the largest number with the greatest diversity of almost any place on the planet.
17 months ago, as COVID-19 went global and even less was known about the virus, a group of scientists labeled the lab leak theory a conspiracy.
The letters that made very defiant or firm statements about the strong likelihood of a natural origin, I think did some real harm. They forced a lot of people into one way of thinking.
Yeah, and we watch it now. At least they're admitting it. I don't know why more people aren't covering it. I mean, in a cycle that you have that tragedy in Miami, I get it. That's a huge story. But there's not a lot of major stories. Now, we're not in the middle of an election. So why wouldn't you spend more time on the origin? Because it's not clear that it's a Republican or Democrat, and everybody knows we are not to blame. You might poke huge holes in Anthony Fauci and the stiff arm and the Heisman we all got for going down there and the way social media rallied to whatever he said, which is scary. Cut 26 more.
Among the findings, that researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology became sick with COVID-19-like symptoms in the fall of 2019, before the Chinese Communist Party went public with the virus. Fife said the information was solid and credible.
The U.S. government's information on this fact, on the lab workers being ill, was completely high confidence.
State Department investigators also found the Wuhan lab had military ties and did high-risk research on coronaviruses.
They're hiding lab records. They're hiding medical records.
CBS News has also learned that one of the U.S. government's top labs, Lawrence Livermore, issued a classified report last year that found the lab leak theory was plausible.
We read it and we were instantly both alarmed and impressed by its quality, but alarmed by its conclusions.
Until 5 months ago, David Asher headed a coronavirus task force at the State Department.
What I can say is that it was important and persuasive. We needed to do deeper due diligence, including the potential that it came out of a lab.
Okay, that's Catherine Herridge, obviously. I think she's fantastic, always did, especially when she was here. She's not going to back off. She's not going to be scared. And she doesn't care if someone says, well, this is what Trump thinks. Because a lot of times Trump's instincts turned out 120% right. When we come back, Martha McCallum will be here. We'll be able to squeeze in some calls. 1-866-408-7669. We're talking about crime in America. We're talking about Gwen Berry and her hatred of America. It seems, my word, she said she doesn't. But I her disavowing of this country comes in loud and clear. How is actually helping her career? Did we know about her 2 days ago? No. Bet you she benefits. Sadly, all the wrong reasons. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Listen and pick up on some things you didn't know before. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Korchatsky's coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd Lab Husky Mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
You're getting Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An Eagle Scout from Michigan who helped save a woman from a burning car makes today's Dean's List. A car crash during Michael Van Allsburg's first day on the job brought back memories of what he learned in Scouts. Without even thinking, he rushed to the scene and pulled the woman out of her car before it exploded in flames. Michael ran straight to the car trying to assess the damage and remembered in Scouts they teach you if you don't have to move the person, don't move them. This as he heard cries for help. Michael then stuck stuck his hand between the door frame and the top of the vehicle and began to bend it down. A coworker then came running over and they both bent the door frame to get into the car. Eventually, Michael says he was able to lift the steering wheel, giving them both ability to hoist the woman from her vehicle. And then it burst into flames. Jody Matthews was the woman he saved, and recently she got the chance to give him the award for heroism. Michael was fighting back tears when Jody pinned the award on his uniform. Michael, you truly are a hero. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir did, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rose Byrne and Donald Gleason, who return to the world of Peter Rabbit for part two, The Runaway. Now they've got this work with CG rabbits down.
I was pretty overwhelmed the first film, and this was so much easier, understanding it and all the different, just so many more heads of department that you're dealing with who are in doing, trying to do their job while you're trying to do your job. So it's just adjusting, and you just know each other better. You know, obviously Donald and I knew each other better, and the characters know each other better, and all of it.
Sometimes you're just acting with absolutely zero and trying to pretend that something's running all over you. And I think that was particularly hard for some of the stuff that Rose had to do, because you have to get serious with the rabbits sometimes, like do serious acting with something that just isn't there.
Yeah, and then Rose, how much fun is it to have this franchise on your resume for the young fans in your life?
Oh, it's so lovely. You know, I dropped my boy at school yesterday, and I had all these kids come up to me and say, did you play in Peter Rabbit? I mean, what's better? I was dying. I was like, it was so cute.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
This 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Who they're hurting and who these people always hurt are those who look up to athletes like this, those who don't have a family, don't have fathers. They're going to grow up hating our country because they see their heroes hating our country. So, yes, they're hurting an entire generation, particularly of those folks are at risk. The black community are learning through these kind of people that this country is not for them. And that's the worst message you can give to anyone in a country that gives so much freedom and opportunity.
Utah Congressman Burgess Owens, drafted by the Jets, won a Super Bowl with the Raiders, now representing Utah. Talking about, and as a black guy, they said, when I left the game, I had to go back and I had to sweep chimneys and work my way up again because we didn't make much money then. When you got out of school, when he got out of the NFL, and he worked his way up, we became a very successful businessman, and we've all had a chance to hear from Burgess, and if you're lucky enough to talk to him. Martha McCallum's here. Martha, you knew Burgess Owens, right?
Yeah, he's great. Very inspiring.
And you're
great
a football
guy.
Family.
I am.
But he's referring to Gwen Berry and the hammer thrower. We're doing the Kaepernick story again.
Yeah. You know, part of me wants to ignore this story. I think about Deanna Price, who broke all these records, who was also standing, like, she's sort of like cut off in the pictures that you see because all of the attention went to this young woman. People are allowed to protest. People are allowed to say what they think. But the bottom line is that, you know, she's leaving this country to compete in the Olympics to represent our country. And I think, you know, one of the things that's really disturbing me about this story and also about the archive story is a piece that keeps sticking in my head that I read in the New York Post about this group of black parents who've gotten together in New York City because they've figured out that while their children get $28,000 per child spent on their school system, they have like the lowest rate of success in just getting the basic passing the basic levels of math and English. So while the suburbs are, you know, spending like $16,000 per student, right, they're getting $28,000 per student, and they have this incredibly low outcome. So they have bad administrators that, you know, they're not being taught well. This is actual, if you want to really find systemic racism, look at some of these institutions. The Department of Education, so now they're suing, these black families are suing the Department of Education in New York on based on Brown versus Board of Ed, saying we're being discriminated against because we're not, our kids are not getting a good education, and we're paying our tax dollars. We're doing everything we can. We want more choice. We want more ability. So, like, give me a break. When I look at these murals on the walls, when I look at pictures of George Washington, and I look at, you know, Gwen Berry, who's upset about the third stanza that no one would even know existed in the Star Spangled Banner unless you dug into it and looked it up and, you know, read about it. I'm thinking, why aren't these people caring about things that are actually making a difference in kids, in black children's lives, in places like New York City where they're getting ripped off of their taxes and they're not getting what they're not getting what they're paying for in return.
She probably has a great story. I mean, I'm just reading about to be a hammer thrower and to be the third best at anything, whether you're skating.
Absolutely. Of course celebrate that.
Yeah, of course. You know how hard she must have worked? I don't think anyone's naturally a hammer thrower. So you have this nondescript sport that doesn't get much attention. Track and field doesn't get much attention. Even the fastest man in the world, you win the men's sprints, you know, you have a brief moment.
So
and
true.
You hope to be a commentator. So she has this moment. She is sponsored now by a defund the police organization. The first and second place winner have Reebok and normal apparel.
Right.
So this is what she wants to be known for.
Right.
This is, she's going to be a magnet.
So it's
in
working.
Tokyo.
This is a social media campaign that's working, you're saying?
I'm not saying it's not inauthentic. This is what I'm trying to say is I always thought with about sports and in a way which is confusing about acting, it's meritocracy. You could be Clint Eastwood's son, but if you can't act and you can't do it, I'm not
Absolutely.
Putting you in the movie, right? And if
Absolutely.
you might be the son of the best sprinter in the world. If you do not qualify, you're not getting in. That's what is confusing about the acting world, because you starve and you work three jobs in order to get that audition, to work your way up, to get that lucky break, to get on the set, and you got to perform great, and they got to get box office success. You look around and go, man, look at everything I sacrificed. Mm-hmm. I lived on somebody's couch for 6 months. That is the American dream. You wouldn't be handing out everybody's money to everybody else.
No, I mean, it's absolutely true.
That's why she's befuddling that she feels this way.
She got this amazing opportunity. But, you know, what I just keep going back to the fact that the questions and about the struggles, and when pressed on it, she went to the Star Spangled Banner. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is that all you got? 18,
yeah. Is that
14?
All you got? Exactly. At like the murals and the archive walls. Is that all you've got? Because there are real stories around this country that if you really care about the remaining indifferences and injustices, which of course do exist, then you should be focusing on something that's really going to make a difference in people's lives.
When we come back, Condoleezza Rice commented on this 3 weeks ago on this very topic as race and education. We'll lead off when Martha comes back, and then we're eventually going to find out who's on Martha's show at 3.
Great.
July 4th is coming up, and Fox News Shop is having their biggest sale of the year. It's a perfect time to give the Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com to get 20% off on all your orders with code FOX4TH now through July 5th. Shop bestsellers like the Fox News Stars and Stripes socks, Fox and Friends hats, the 5 tumblers, Gutfeld t-shirts, and much more. Hurry and head to shop.foxnews.com to receive 20% off on all orders with code FOX4TH now through July 5th.
Due to overwhelming demand, we're extending our special Grateful Nation offer.
We're giving all active military and veterans Fox Nation for free for an entire year. Get the shows that celebrate our country and the people that serve and protect it.
So if you haven't subscribed to Fox Nation, do it now, because we're extending this special offer.
If you're active military or a veteran, go to foxnation.com right now. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and enjoy your free year of Fox Nation.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Amy Poehler of Fox's Duncanville, which Monday nights brings the relatable animated laughs of 15-year-old Duncan Harris and family.
Parenting today is this very weird mix of old and new school stuff, and being a teenager still feels like you're misunderstood. I feel like there's so many places that a person could come in to the show, whether it be the anxious mom who's worried about what her dumb son's going to do, or it's the dumb son who thinks he could be a tech genius.
Poehler is among the star voice cast. She's also co-creator and executive producer of the series and says they have fun pushing the envelope while working within the world of broadcast.
It should feel a little edgy because we want young people to feel like they're watching something that's a little too old for them. I mean, it's like, why The Simpsons was so brilliant. Like, people forget The Simpsons was on broadcast TV. Like, they didn't get to stay and do whatever they wanted, but it always felt a little too adult.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we'd like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 7-year-old boy from Florida who rescued his dad and sister makes today's Dean's List. Chase Poost, his father Stephen, and his 4-year-old sister Abigail were out for a family boating excursion. Chase and Abigail were swimming while Stephen was fishing. A strong current loosened Abigail's grip on the boat and she let go. Instantly realizing his sister would be swept away, Chase let go of the boat to try to reach her. Stephen then jumped into the water but couldn't keep up with both kids, so he told Chase to swim for help as his daughter drifted further from him in her life vest. It took an hour for little Chase to reach the shore. Once he got on the ground, he ran to the nearest house to get help. The fire and police department were dispatched to search for Stephen and Abigail. They were found and rescued a mile away from the family's abandoned boat. Stephen couldn't be prouder of his son or more grateful. Chase, you are a true hero. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I want kids to know about Tulsa. I also want them to know what that black community did to overcome that horrible massacre. I want them to know about 63 in Birmingham. But I want them to know that the mayor of Birmingham today is a black man who grew up in a poor community. So I want them to see the forward progress of America as well on these issues. And I want us as a country to do it together, because I don't want this to be black against white, my weaponization of my identity against yours.
What is it? Why is it she put it so easily and so naturally? That used to be our conversation, Martha, up until I don't necessarily think he was behind it, but until President Obama became president. Instead of the foot getting off the gas and us reflecting and moving forward rapidly, we seem to be tearing at each other. And I think part of it was, in my humble opinion, is when you were critical of the president, all of a sudden, oh, it's because he's black? Mm. No? Have you been watching our show? I mean, have you watched our network? Do you criticize George Bush because he was white? Did you criticize Bill Clinton because he was white? I mean, it was all of a sudden people are questioning your motives. I remember somebody came up to me and said, do you think President Obama won because the economy was going so bad that everyone knew he would fail? Really? Are you kidding? He won in a landslide. I mean, he won easily against a war hero.
Absolutely. I mean, I always thought just watching Barack Obama as a politician, I remember thinking back then, I remember thinking when he gave the speech in Boston that he would be the first black American president of the United States. He was that dynamic in that speech. And nobody was going to, I don't think anybody could touch him. I think he could have run against anybody, and he was destined to win in that election. It's also interesting when you listen to some of what David Axelrod has said about his feelings about being the first black president, Obama's feelings, and the discussions and the way they wanted to approach it. And they didn't want it to be all about that. So I wonder if there wasn't sort of like an overcompensation on the other side of the equation at times. I can't get in his head. I don't know. But, you know, this idea of the pain and the progress that Condoleezza Rice talks about, that's what we were all sort of always raised to focus on as a unified country, that we've been through painful times, that individuals and races have had difficult times, religions have had difficult times, that we look at the pain and we acknowledge the pain, and then we acknowledge the progress, and we keep getting making ourselves better all the time as part of that journey.
So I just thought Condoleezza Rice had this because you were talking about education, too. She brought this up.
Can we finally agree that our K-12 education system is really serving poor kids and minority kids very badly? Can we agree that we actually have a choice system? Because if you are means, you will move to a district where the schools are good. You will go, and by the way, the houses will be expensive, so that's a choice. You can send your kids to private schools. So those are choices. So who really doesn't have choice? Poor kids.
That, to me, is the conversation to move forward, right? Is anyone vilified? Did a white person have to stand up and apologize for 200 years ago?
This is what I'm saying. This is why when we talk about Black Lives Matter, I'm talking about these school children who are getting essentially robbed because they have more tax dollars coming their way than the other higher functioning schools get. And yet they are being so underserved. Why isn't there more outrage about this? There was one Democrat candidate in New York, Ray McGuire, who was interested in this topic, wanted to expand, wanted to lift the cap. There's a cap on charter schools, right?
And it's all driven by the
unions. Absolutely. Yeah. They don't want people to have choice.
But
the
yet
unions
black
don't
families
want people to have choice.
And minority families want more
they
charter schools.
They want the charter schools, and they want the choice. And this organization that has just been founded in New York is made up of mostly black families who are going to sue the Department of Education in Manhattan for what they have done to them. And this is a real issue, right, that people who are concerned about minorities and about equal treatment in this country, that they should get on board with. But Ray McGuire, who was fighting for this as a Democrat candidate, he couldn't get anywhere. Why? My guess is that he couldn't get the backing of teachers unions, couldn't get backing on all of these, you know, traditionally Democratic groups, and he went nowhere. So, you know, what do these families do? What do they look to different options politically in the future? We saw that happen in Florida in the governor's race between Ron DeSantis and the Tallahassee mayor, Andrew Gillum, who was against choice, and DeSantis was for it. DeSantis was for it, and he won because he got a lot of minority support that hadn't gone to a Republican before in Florida. So this is a really big issue to watch in these races across the country. And it really gets under my skin when I watch people complain about a stanza of the Star Spangled Banner or a mural that has been there for hundreds of years. Let's talk about real things.
And what you're talking about is the National Archives itself said that we have too many rich white guys, and we feel as though they're going to be trigger people when you see these horrible people like Madison, Washington, and Jefferson, and Hamilton, these rich white guys. But it wasn't somebody commenting to the National Archives. It was the National Archives.
Yes, I know. I know. They built a task force, and they want to have a room, like a safe space, if you get triggered by that mural when you walk in the door. I mean,
Have you ever seen a rookie date?
And there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, adding to our history of learning more, right? You know, learning more about individuals and groups that were involved that you feel, you know, deserve a more prominent voice. Tell those stories. Tell all those stories. But we don't get anywhere by tearing our history down. We have an extraordinary country. There's a reason why so many people want to come here. It's a great country. It's a great constitution. It stands for all of us. So, you know, I see a lot of falseness in so much of this about really caring about making the country better.
Right. So Gwen Berry, for example, we don't know much about her, you know, but we know this. She's getting a lot of publicity because of what she didn't do, and that is face the flag and give respect to the national anthem. And we're not really buying her antics afterwards. She went on another television network and expanded on it. I thought Meghan McCain, and we won't play all of it, I thought she put it very well. Cut 10.
The problem I have is this woman is doing this internationally, and if anyone just saw Vladimir Putin's recent speech when he met with President Biden, he's using the propaganda that America is an irredeemable crap hole against us, saying you think your country's so great over there? Look at BLM. Look at everything that's happening in your country. You don't even treat your people correctly. My other problem with this is I don't understand why we all can't have shared experiences in this space or have our own stories, because for some reason my relationship with the flag isn't allowed anymore. My love of the American flag, my love of the national anthem. So excuse me if I don't think some of these athletes are representing America in the same way. And for some of us, I will die for this. I will die on this hill that it is not appropriate or patriotic to go to a foreign country where you're supposed to be representing America and act like it's just about you. It's not about you. It's about all of us.
I mean, it's hard to put it better than that.
No, it is. Yeah. I agree. And I think, you know, what she touches on at the end there is something that we really have to reflect on as a nation. We've become this hyper-individualized country where everything is about me and everything is about my potential trigger and, you know, what I might need to do to sort of get back into the right psychological frame of mind if something triggers me. How weak are we? As a people. I mean, I look at the heroes of World War II. I lost a good friend this week who fought at Iwo Jima. He was an incredible guy, 96 years old. And, you know, he wasn't sitting around, you know, whining about anything that was, you know, difficult or inconvenient for him. He was fighting for his country. He came back. He was a great patriot for his entire life. And because it wasn't about him. It was about something bigger than him, right? And John McCain always said that, you know, that what he wanted to serve was something bigger than himself. And that when you do that, when you have that focus in your life, everything becomes easier because you have a clear goal. It's not about you. I mean, the me generation has just completely exploded into something that's just so divisive and ugly for our country. We need to start being about something that's bigger than ourselves.
And the first time I heard this whole phrase about, you know, safe spaces and was after Donald Trump won in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It was in every college campus that had a safe
triggered
space.
Students and
they would
that
bring
couldn't
puppies
go to class.
In. Yeah. They'd bring puppies in for them to just decompress. But, I mean, we're accepting that now. Now the National Archives wants a safe space because you looked at Thomas Jefferson, who happens to be brilliant. Can we just say without these weren't just guys in the right place at the right time. They came up with this brilliant idea in their 30s and had the guts to sign their name on a document that if they lost, they would die. All going to die, right? Benjamin Franklin, 70 years old, was going to hang, right? They're willing to do that. Instead of studying that element of it, listen, I guess you know that Thomas Jefferson had slaves over 200 years ago, born into that society. We have changed significantly. We know it since and fought a war because of it and lost 600,000 lives along the way. You explain that story. You're not whitewashing. You're not spinning.
And slavery wasn't the issue of the founding fathers. It was an issue that they debated when they wrote the Constitution, in terms of whether or not they could abolish slavery with that document. They had a big battle over it, and decided that, you know, it would likely not pass. So they needed to move it down the road, which many of them regretted and wrote about, in their personal histories after that. It was clearly an issue of discussion. But it wasn't the driving force of the creation of the nation to preserve it at all.
At all. You wouldn't believe that if you read the New York Times this summer. When we come back, Martha McCallum will reveal who's going to be on her show and who's not. Tell me, well, also we should focus on who's not on your show. I think
Brian
Kilmeade
tonight is not on my show.
Right. How dare I?
How dare you?
Yeah, people not on your show. We'll have them call in. Maybe they'll make cameos. We'll give you the latest. There's a couple of things going on. There's another four more victims were found in that sad story about the condo collapse over in Miami. We also have the Wall Street Journal reporting that the Donald Trump CFO and the Trump Organization will be indicted this week by a grand jury that's been investigating him for 3 years, the Manhattan DA. What a joke. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music. Journey fans are ready to do this. Journey's newly revamped lineup will perform at the 2021 edition of Chicago's annual Lollapalooza Festival, according to guitarist Neil Sean. Saying he was dying to get on stage again, Sean broke the news to rock DJ legend Eddie Trunk back in December, then reconfirmed the news this week with a tweet saying, "Chicago, it's on. See you there at Lollapalooza." A video from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot confirmed that the festival would return to the city's Grant Park this year after being forced by the COVID-19 pandemic to convert to online performances in 2020. Trunk mentioned to Sean that Journey were an unusual choice for the largely alternative hip-hop and electronic music-minded festival during their December interview. The guitarist replied, "I can guarantee you with the new blood in the band, when we get together for 2 weeks of rehearsals before that show, we will be the new alternative." Laura Engel, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with James Corden, who returns with the vocal stylings of Peter Rabbit for the sequel, Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, which is in theaters now.
You just raised your voice just a tiny bit, then he magically appears.
Corden spoke about the voice booth fun of the gig compared to other roles.
What you have here is a completely free environment. You're not stopping down for hair and makeup and lights and moves and all those things, and you're wearing sweatpants, and really you just do the film.
The movie follows Peter in the big city, where he takes his mischievous reputation to heart. It includes a moral of not letting anyone tell you who you are, which James says is important for audiences of all ages.
At one point, if you keep telling a child, like they tell Peter, that you're naughty and you're mischievous and you're bad, we as humans, and particularly children, go, okay, well, that's who I am then, and that's who I'll be. The great thing about this film is that it really teaches, well, you're going to make mistakes. And the mistake isn't the thing. It's who you are after that mistake.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, he told me he's going to, and he's, and I think he will. I had dinner with him a week ago. He's a great guy. He's a patriot, and he's a very loyal person. He's a very strong person. So I think he'd win. I think it would be very, very hard to beat Herschel. I mean, they have the ballad. They made ballads to Herschel. They sing them all the time. They still sing them. So I think beating him would be very tough, and I think he's going to run.
President Trump yesterday on the radio talking about Herschel Walker running against Raphael Warnock in that run in the election in 2022. Martha McCallum here. Her show starts at 3. Martha, I know you have Governor DeSantis on. We'll get to that in a second. But I want to get your reaction to I'm pretty sure Herschel indicated the same thing last week. Do you think he'll be a good candidate?
I think so. I think that'll be a very interesting race. You know, the Georgia race was like you could make a movie about the Georgia race, right? Oh, what happened in Georgia?
Disaster.
And the fact that in the middle of the January 6th issue, you ended up with two seats that were lost all within like 24 hours of each other. I mean, that was a 24, 36 hour period that really could have an entire book written about it. But Herschel Walker, I think, would be a very interesting candidate to run against Warnock. And I think it's something that we would all want to watch really closely. They have a very different perspective. And a lot of it goes back to a lot of the things that we've been talking about earlier about education, about how to improve the country, about how to elevate people who, you know, who need more support, more opportunity. And they have completely different ways of going about that.
Right, it's true. I just hope Herschel does a study that Sarah Palin didn't do, that Kamala Harris never does.
He's going to have to. Absolutely.
You know, and you see Caitlyn Jenner seems out of her element in almost every issue besides instinct.
Yeah, that's a really important point.
He's
got to
learn it.
You have to know your stuff. You can't just come on and have a bunch of sort of prepackaged sound bites that you want to reel out. You have to be nimble. You have to be able to respond to the issues. And I found the same thing. Yeah.
Before we get to More to Know, your show, Governor DeSantis makes his first appearance. You think he's, of course, everyone's going to be talking about the condo collapse.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the biggest issue on his mind at this moment as we learn more about the structure in that building and the inspections and even the debate that was going on among the residents about whether or not they wanted to be part of this bond that was going to spend millions of dollars to fix the building. I mean, the more you learn about this situation, the more you realize that there were a lot of people who saw what happened and said, not surprised.
Wow. And I would check, they're checking 400 buildings now to make sure that's
going to
happen.
We're going to talk to Governor DeSantis. We're also going to talk to Tom Cotton today. So we have a good show coming up.
It's going to be great. At 3 o'clock, it'll end around 4 or whenever Martha's done. Let's find out if Martha wants to know more.
Always.
More to Know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
We watch Mike Tyson come out of retirement and have a mini fight. He had 2-minute rounds against Roy Jones Jr., made a lot of money, he said, for charity, and he said he's going to do it again. Guess who else is coming out? 53-year-old ex-2-time champ Riddick Bowe. I actually think he was having mental problems, one of the reasons why he quit. He was 43-1. Celebrity Boxing announced he will fight somebody in Miami October 23rd. What do you think about these fighters coming back? Do you remember Riddick
Bowe? This is More to Know, so I'm learning more as we speak about this. Maybe he's going to fight you?
He's 6'6".
Are you guys the same age and weight class?
He's about 250. We're around the same age. but I don't think it's the weight class. I mean, very good point. Next, soccer legend Mia Hamm's rookie card sells for how much?
I'm learning so much this morning.
$34,440.
Wow.
Most expensive female card ever. The 1992 Sports Illustrated of a Kid's rookie card graded her a perfect 10. And because everybody loves her, she was the best player ever for a while. Maybe the best player ever to play 158 goals. Congratulations, Mia Hamm. It's a good time to be a woman.
It is a good time to be a woman.
Next.
I agree.
AOC is shoving a $70 billion civilian climate corps bill through Congress. AOC is doing that. She says that's the only way for us to get a hold of this climate change. The last time the U.S. did this, we employed 2 million people and had a record success in wildfire suppression, one of the most rapid peacetime mobilizations in U.S. history. She wants to do the same. Is this a good move?
You know, She also says that we should check our hysteria about the crime wave in the country. So I think her credibility is a little bit in question.
Next, Serena Williams. Did you see what happened with her?
No.
She teared up as she could not move
yes,
anymore.
Oh, yes, I did.
Standing ovation.
I know.
Right.
Yeah,
she's already played for so long. Usually they're done by 30.
I know. She's incredible. She's incredible.
But did you like the ovation she got to urge her on, but she eventually had to walk off the court? So many great players, so many great injuries. You're against injuries, right?
I'm against injuries, yeah. Wimbledon's a great, great tournament and so much fun to watch, and I wish her well.
Next, Kevin Federline. You'll like this story. Kevin Federline, who once married Britney Spears, may request an evaluation before Britney Spears' conservatorship comes to an end. You think he's right to do so?
Well, I mean, they share children, and right. I think that he has the right to weigh in. And why did you say you're going to like this story?
Because you told me this is a big story.
Oh, well, I'm interested in the whole conservatorship issue. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's kind of weird when you have a 40-year-old who has made a ton of money on her own accord, on her own steam, and her own talent, and she has all these people, ex-husband, father, everybody weighing in.
Boyfriend.
On whether, and boyfriend, on what she can do, how she can spend her money, what she can, you know, whether or not she can have children.
Kids?
It's unbelievable to me.
Right, and her dad evidently disappeared living in a trailer.
I know. And her sister came out and said that she supports her. So, that, you know, now she's driven a wedge between herself and her parents. The mother's, like, oddly quiet in the whole thing.
There's a lot of wedges in that family.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not easy.
And they're not all on her shoes.
They get up in the morning and there's a lot of wedges laying around. Next, guess what? Fans are outraged that Howard Stern is taking off the summer. He got $500 million for SiriusXM to work 3 days a week. Now he's taking off for 3 months. Are you outraged as well?
I guess if I was a listener, I might be a little bit peeved, but that's what happens when you pay people too much money. They feel like they don't have to show up.
Right. For us.
Like you. That's what happened with you, right?
The thing is, that's good because I keep showing up.
You show up all the time, hour after hour after hour.
So do you. I've seen you everywhere.
Very hardworking, as am I.
This music means that I think the only thing you have to look forward to now is to prepare for 3 hours for your show at 3 o'clock.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, go to BrianKilmeadShow.com and get the podcast anytime. Watch Martha at 3. And stay safe, everyone. Keep it here on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Thanks, Brian.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores, so text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's POWER to 321-321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Elsa could hamper rescue and recovery efforts at that collapsed condo site in South Florida. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava had this.
A tropical storm watch was declared for portions of the Florida Keys, but not yet for Miami-Dade.
That's good news so far, and we're hoping that we can hold. And to our community, we urge you once again to ensure that you are prepared in the eventuality of a tropical storm.
Meanwhile, efforts at the accident site have been suspended so crews can install explosives to raise the building's remains. Officials fear a storm could compromise safety and bring down the weakened building. President Biden stayed mum on policy during a trip Saturday to Michigan, where he and the First Lady skipped the National Cherry Festival in Traverse City in favor of a cherry farm in nearby Antrim County. That's where Mr. Biden pitched his immigration plans when he chatted with two couples from Guatemala who were picking fruit. A challenge to Maine's law that excludes religious schools from a state tuition assistance program will be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court.
The case is one of 10 the court added to its docket as it wrapped up its nine-month term Friday. At issue is a Maine tuition assistance program meant to help students who don't live near a public school. The state prohibits the use of the assistance for students to attend a religious school, although it may be used to attend other private schools. The state says it's a simple case of church-state separation. An attorney for families challenging the ban says singling out religious schools for exclusion violates the U.S. Constitution. Bob Agner reporting.
Countries across Europe are scrambling to accelerate coronavirus vaccinations to outpace the spread of the Delta variant. The urgency is coinciding with Europe's summer holidays, with fair weather bringing more social gatherings and government reluctant to clamp down on them. Incentives for people to get their shots include free groceries, vouchers for entertainment and travel, and lotteries. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Authorities near Daytona Beach, Florida, had their hands full this week with a rather unusual problem.
The problem was a bunch of homing pigeons that couldn't find their way home. It happened when a crate loaded with 100 pigeons fell off a truck. Because it was dark and the birds usually roost at night, the pigeons stayed on the road until they were scared off by the headlights of oncoming traffic. Eventually, 73 of the birds were captured, authorities now trying to reunite the pigeons with their rightful owners. Jason Walker reporting.
The FAA is raising concerns about late changes Boeing's making in the hardware and software of its new version of the two-aisle 777 jet. Among the other things the safety regulators worried about is a test flight in December in which the plane's nose pitched up or down without the pilot's direction. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Painters in a Wisconsin village made a very public blunder when they made a typo on the water tower.
Clover hired painters to decorate the tower with the village's name, but two of the templates were accidentally reversed before going up, resulting in the village of P-L-V-O-E-R instead of P-L-O-V-E-R. Residents immediately noticed, taking to social media to mock the mistake. Some people suggested leaving the mistake since it created so many laughs. Village Administrator Dan Mahoney said the mistake was quickly covered and will be fixed. Patrick Foss reporting.
Sales of Ford vehicles were down 26.9% in June compared to last year because of the inventory issues brought on by the semiconductor chip shortage affecting the industry. Sales of its most profitable F-Series trucks dropped nearly 30%, even as overall transaction prices hit a record $47,800. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, guys. Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming to you from New York. Heard around the country. Heard around the world. We're going to go inside that Politico story with one of the authors of the story about what really goes on in the vice president's office, and it is not good. Michael Ruzzioni, captain of the gold medal winning Miracle on Ice team, as you know, USA Hockey. He wants to weigh in, and I want him to weigh in on Gwen Berry's decision to say, yeah, I'm going to represent the U.S., but I'm not happy about the national anthem, especially the third stanza, and I'm going to push back on the red, white, and blue. Meanwhile, there's a picture out today of her holding the American flag behind her, big smile on her face. Does her actions have anything to do with one of her big sponsors is a defund the police organization? I would say pretty much. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The things that unite us, America's past, of which we're so proud, our hopes and aspirations for the future of the world and this much-loved country, these things far outweigh what little divides us.
Different time, 1986, Ronald Reagan, 4th of July. Now the 4th of July weekend, fewer Americans believe America is the best place to live. Who are the biggest non-believers? Those under 45. What can change that? We'll discuss it.
Number two.
Former President Trump's company and its longtime chief financial officer are formally accused of tax-related crimes. Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg just turned himself in and is due to be arraigned today in criminal court.
Yep, the Trump Organization and the former CFO, the former president's CFO is targeted. We have indictments, the pressure put on his staff. And if this is all they have, I think the president's in pretty good shape. We'll have to see.
Number one.
According to a new report in Politico, quoting members of Kamala's own team, quote, ideas are ignored or met with harsh dismissals and decisions are dragged out. People are thrown under the bus. There are short fuses and it's an abusive environment. It's not a place where people feel supported. It's a place where people feel treated like bleep.
And Jesse was reading right from the Politico story. So far, it looks like the vice president is clueless. Like when she was running for president, Harris and her staff are imploding, it seems. How much more evidence do we need to see that she might indeed be over her head and certainly not effective at running an organization, either her campaign and now it seems her office? Joining us now, a man that put it all together. They said nearly two dozen sources, none of which are named. Christopher Catalego, a Politico reporter, one of three to put this story together. Chris, appreciate you joining us.
Of course. Good to talk to you again, Brian.
Chris, what made you think there was a story here?
So we've been hearing for a little while from folks who work directly within the VP's office. We've also heard from people who work in the broader administration. And they've just been kind of asking us if we'd heard about what's going on in there. We started to hear from people who have regular, even daily interactions with the vice president's office. Some of it, as you guys read, has to do with the treatment of their own staff. Others of it has to do with folks who have interest in legislation issues, outside groups, as well as folks who have a political interest in Kamala Harris, having just getting a sense from the outside that they'd had a really hard time communicating with that office. They had an inkling that something was going on there where they just didn't see it as a very organized place. So when you put all these things together and you start to talk to people over there, combined with the fact that after this recent trip that she took, having to do with immigration and the border, we had departures from her office, folks leaving, which is rare so early in an administration. We started to see some patterns here. I'd also spent a lot of time reporting on Kamala Harris, both back in California and during her campaign in the primary, where she at the time also had some staff issues. And so some of these things, there was a history there, and so we really dug in and basically just did the shoe leather and talked to people.
So you said one of the quotes is people are thrown under the bus from the very top. There is a short fuses, and it's an abusive environment. It's not a healthy environment, and people often feel mistreated. It's not a place where people feel supported, but a place where people feel like they're treated like blank. And then they looked to the handling of the border visit where they felt as though half the staff or most of the staff didn't even know what was happening ahead of time. So what consistencies run through this in the campaign? It does sound very similar to our exit interview where the story I read in the New York Times when your campaign was done. Strong start, no organization, so the candidate seemed unprepared for almost every major issue, and she didn't even get to the first caucus. What's the consistency here? What are the constants outside the candidate who's now vice president?
There aren't constants necessarily in terms of personnel. As we point in the story, I mean, there is essentially one more senior level staffer who had been with Kamala Harris both in her Senate office and on the campaign. The rest of the whole crew is new. Including the chief of staff who we write about. So these are not people who had spent a lot of time with her. These are not people from the campaign or necessarily even the Senate office at any kind of high level. You know, there are some folks who we talk to in the story who do put some of the blame on her. She, you know, she keeps a very kind of smaller, closer-knit group around her. But when it comes to a lot of the staff and a lot of the staff issues, these are not, I mean, we should be clear, these are not people who have a ton of interactions with her. So it's more of an organizational question and the way in which she's running it. The problem she had during her campaign and sort of the performative stuff and whether she's up on the issues, I would probably separate that from the organizational aspect of it and what we looked at in this story.
Understood. So yeah. you cite in your story what the New York Times wrote. You say it was reported the final days of the Harris abortive 2020 campaign, which was launched amid great fanfare, which is true. Even President Trump said, what a great opening speech and a good crowd. It only flamed out a month or two before the caucus. And one of the quotes that you bring up from a Democratic operative is this. This is my third presidential campaign, and I have never seen an organization treat its staff so poorly. What do you guys write about? A staff that is treated so poorly, two of which have left after her meeting. And her biggest job that she got that she quickly pushed away from was the border. And she quickly defined it when the president says, I asked my vice president to handle this. She's like, no, I want to go at its root causes. Here's some of her comments she's made about the border in the past. You got that, Eric? Okay.
Do you plan to visit the border?
Not today.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I mean, I don't know.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
I mean, right there, she seems surprised from Lester Holt's question. I always look at staff for that. I wouldn't, you or I would be prepared to answer that, but maybe a candidate has more on the plate than we know. But she looks surprised by all these questions, and she's not exactly getting hounded like Trump was, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no excuse for that answer. Essentially, it almost doesn't matter whether it was a lack of staff preparation on when are you going to go to the border, which is basically one of the top targets that the media is writing about her kind of writ large, and whether it's her in the moment sort of stumbling or giving the wrong answer. The end result is the end result. So, you know, we don't know. Is it staff's fault? Is it her fault? But I think you're right. I mean, this giving sort of these what can be seen as like flippant answers is also somewhat of a pattern that she's had. And so I think that, you know, these are some things she needs to clean up. And like you say, I mean, there's new staff around. This is not the same people who were around during her campaign, briefing her on these things. And so, you know, these are the kinds of things she needs to clean up.
I mean, you know, you saw so many leaks with the Trump administration. We don't get many of that. That's what really stands out about this story. You got 22 sources of this story. Yeah, they're all unnamed, and they've called cowards by their staff, by one of their staffers. They, you know, you put your name on it. We have ways for them, if they have a complaint, for them to have be heard. But I'm brought back to what the president said when he first got the job. He said, if I see people treating a subordinate in a bad way, they'll be fired on the spot. I mean, this seems like they're all being treated bad.
I mean, that's what they would say. To go to your point about the anonymous sources, I mean, the reality of this is, you know, there are a lot of Democrats out there who, you know, a lot of people who didn't necessarily like the president, not journalists, but just folks out in the country who had problems with anonymous sources or you know, celebrated the quotes in the anonymous sources when they were about the Trump administration. I think that what listeners and people need to understand about why someone might need to be anonymous in that situation is it just doesn't make any sense. It's that someone who works in that office, unless they're ready to sort of light the match and burn the bridge on their way out the door, you can't imagine a scenario where someone who works over there is going to put their name on the record about what it's like to work in that office. I mean, especially when you're talking about mid-level to lower level to anyone in the staff. And so I think that's just the thing that people need to remember about these anonymous sources and stories. And we vet all of this, you know, like you say, whether it was the past White House or whether it was this White House or this VP's office. And I think, you know, a lot of these people who are there, they, like everybody in their normal life, have conversations with people they know. They share what it's like in their workplace. They share interactions they've had. And the other thing, too, is, you know, sometimes these stories are just sort of scratching the surface. People are giving, you know, what they're allowing to be printed in the story is just a general sense of what it's like. Or they're giving a couple anecdotes. Well, around this trip, this happened. They're not going to share some, you know, personal conversation they had with someone that's going to completely out who they are. So just important context, I think, to think about around these anonymous sources.
Chris Catalego with us, with one of the political reporters who have this explosive story on Kamala Harris and her staff and how unhappy so many are. So I'm going to just, can I just game plan this out? So a lot of people have said Joe Biden is 78 years old, clearly not on the top of his game, even comparing him from where he was in 08 and in 2012 when he ran to be vice president again and when he ran for president multiple times. A lot of people say, well, there's going to be pressure on him to step aside and let Kamala Harris take the ball. Could this, some have speculated that maybe the White House is throwing a brushback pitch to the vice president. Like, you know, you're not doing great and know where you are. And maybe they help fuel this story to bring her down a few pegs.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't comment on any, you know, the individual people behind this. Obviously, we talk about people within her own office. I think that, you know, just looking at the reality of it is the people we still, you know, the people we talk to who assess President Biden still very much and who are in his camp still very much believe that he's going to run for reelection. The big question for him will be if he doesn't and how much he throws his support, the folks around him throw their support around Kamala Harris. I don't think people expect that this is her run, if that is to happen, and if he doesn't run, is going to be a, you know, field clearing exercise for the Democratic Party. There's too much ambition there. There's too much there are too many up and comers in the party for that to happen. But I think it would certainly make her life easier if he does choose not to run, if he were to, you know, throw his full support behind her. And a lot of that is just going to have to do with what happens over the next couple years. You know, how close are they? How well the working relationship with her does he have? How much does he believe in her as a candidate and a politician? And some of that, like I said, we don't know. And I think the people around him have been around him for a very long time. That's a contrast with Kamala Harris. His upper-level staff have some of them been with him for decades. And I think, you know, how Kamala Harris and how her staff work with them, how they interact with them, how much they come to rely on her and trust her is going to go a long way to determine how much Biden and his, you know, quote unquote political apparatus get behind their VP.
Did they push back on the story? Were they alarmed that this was coming out? Would you characterize it that way?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we quote Anita Dunn, who's a high ranking senior advisor, was on the Biden campaign, was in the Obama administration, who defended the VP's office and the chief of staff she has there around this issue with the trip and not cluing people. And she basically says in our story that the people who knew that this was kind of a need to know basis, and the people who knew, including across the administration, were the people that they needed to know, and that sometimes people get cut out of these conversations, even if they feel like they should know them. And that's, sort of how things work is basically what she says. Now, we did ask her whether she was aware of the complaints coming out of the vice president's office, whether the senior folks at the White House were aware. And the quote is essentially that acknowledges that they were aware, but not to the degree that we described them. So there were complaints. They were aware of them, but not as bad as we laid out.
Let's see if they change. See if this is one of those things where they look at this instead of trying to fight the reporters, try to fix the problem. We'll see how they handle it. Not everybody gets off to a great start, but let's see if the story is bad start, good finish. But so far, you've painted a really disconcerting picture. People thought that she was going to be the steadying younger force of an aging president. Christopher Catalego, political reporter, did a great job with this explosive story today. Another reason to go to Politico. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
All right. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 1-866-408-7669.
Everybody's laughing.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A pregnant mom who saved four kids from drowning in Lake Michigan makes today's Dean's List. Elisa DeWitt was visiting First Street Beach Pier with her kids. She noticed a group of girls going into the water as the wind was really strong. Elisa had a feeling it wasn't a good idea, and she was right. A few minutes later, she saw one of the girls waving her arms and knew something was wrong. Elisa pulled her own kids out of the water and ran onto the pier. She called 911 but didn't have time to wait. With no one else around and despite being pregnant, she laid down on her stomach and began trying to pull the girls to safety. It wasn't easy because every time she would get one of the girls halfway up, a wave would smash into the pier and knock them back or almost pull her over. But with all her might, she managed to pull all three girls out of the water and went towards the shore to grab the last girl who had injured her leg. Elisa says she doesn't know how she did it, but she did, and that's when rescue crews arrived. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health, a 15,000-mile walk to honor the daughter he lost to cancer.
I knew I'd make it sooner or later.
Someday. Welcome to Houston.
Dave Fleischer is walking across the country and plans to head through all lower 48 states. His daughter Sarah died in 2018 at the age of 35 of a rare bile duct cancer known as cholangiocarcinoma.
What I wanted to do was to thank a number of patients and caregivers that were very supportive of Sarah when she was going through her battle, and those people are all over the country.
Fleischer is raising awareness and funds for the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation on its 15-year anniversary through symbolic markers of crystal clear hope.
15,000 miles, 15 patients and caregivers, 15 towns named Hope. The biggest mission, really, is to provide hope to people because there's much more today that can be done.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I've always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that, that's my world, those are my people, and I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
When you have such a low level of vaccination superimposed upon a variant that has a high degree of efficiency of spread, what you're going to see among under-vaccinated regions, be they states, cities, or counties, you're going to see these individual types of blips. It's almost like it's going to be two Americas.
Yeah, two Americas. He never factors in, Anthony Fauci, something that even me as a pedestrian, no medical background, who didn't exactly excel in science, natural immunity. And you got this variant here, but again, you're trying to scare people. The variant's coming, the numbers are coming up, but they're so small, the numbers, and we've already been through it before. And the thing to keep in mind, you go ahead and educate. That's your goal. You go ahead and tell people the pluses and minuses. You encourage people to talk to others. But we've all made our own decisions right now. Everybody listening to me, and I've not had anybody write me, you tell me if I'm wrong. You could get a vaccine. Anybody listening can get a vaccine. From the cab driver to the billionaire, it's not who you know. It's do you want to go to CVS? Do you want to go to Walgreens? Do you want to go to work, perhaps? You want to go to a Yankee game, a Red Sox game? Wherever you go. I'm watching baseball last night. There's go to get your vaccine signs. The minute that went up, it's our own decision. Some people are out there, they're smoking. Do you read the side of the back? That's not my decision. You ask me, I'll tell you what I think. Some people are drinking too much. Some people drink a little, some people drink a lot. I'm not getting into your life. Now we're at the point where we're getting into our lives. Don't start scaring us or locking us down again. We're not doing it. And stop interviewing Anthony Fauci. He's disgraced.
America's birthday with Fox News Radio, starting at 9 a.m. East with a special patriotic Brian Kilmeade show. Then at noon, it's the Fox Across America July 4th Freedom Festival with Jimmy Failla. And at 3 p.m. East, Guy Benson celebrates the 4th with memorable interviews celebrating America's patriots. Listen starting July 4th at 9 a.m. East, 6 West on the Fox News app. Download now and just click listen. Happy 4th of July from Fox News Radio. Celebrate this 4th of July all weekend with Fox News Channel. Our proud American coverage will highlight our nation's patriotic spirit with one-of-a-kind performances and events. Plus, all weekend, Abby Hornacek is bringing you a special look at our nation's history and this year's iconic Kansas City Air Show. Then, you don't want to miss our Independence Day special, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, commemorating the founding of our nation with spectacular fireworks shows live. Join us for the ultimate proud American celebration happening all weekend only on Fox News Channel.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Celebrate America's birthday with Fox News Radio, starting at 9 a.m. East with a special patriotic Brian Kilmeade show. Then at noon, it's the Fox Across America July 4th Freedom Festival with Jimmy Failla. And at 3 p.m. East, Guy Benson celebrates the 4th with memorable interviews celebrating America's patriots. Listen starting July 4th at 9 a.m. East, 6 West on the Fox News app. Download now and just click listen. Happy 4th of July from Fox News Radio. Celebrate this 4th of July all weekend with Fox News Channel. Our proud American coverage will highlight our nation's patriotic spirit with one-of-a-kind performances and events. Plus, all weekend, Abby Hornacek is bringing you a special look at our nation's history and this year's iconic Kansas City Air Show. Then, you don't want to miss our Independence Day special, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, commemorating the founding of our nation with spectacular fireworks shows live. Join us for the ultimate proud American celebration happening all weekend only on Fox News Channel.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981. President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Your Social Security payments could play a major role in how comfortably you live once you no longer are working. But it's important to know some things beforehand, like when you start taking them determines how much your monthly payment will be. If you start taking them at your full retirement age, you'll receive your standard benefit. That age is 66 if you were born between 1943 and 54, 67 if you were born after 1967, and somewhere in between if you were born between 1955 and 59. You can start taking your benefit benefits as early as 62, but they'll be reduced. And you can also delay them till 70, and you'll get a pay increase for every year that you wait. Social Security essentially makes up 40% of your pre-retirement income. But making up for the rest of it depends on how you save. Whether or not you work in retirement also matters, because if you work too much, it could negatively affect your payments. There's no universal right time to start taking your benefits, but planning in advance will help boost them. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Liga Lekanov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
And there they go. They win the gold, and life changed forever. Every time people want to talk about magical moments, there was a movie done on it. They talk about that miracle on ice that happened in 1980 when the Russians were still in Afghanistan. Believe it or not, it was on tape delay. So much details of that is fascinating. And found in Mike Ruzioni's book. He's captain of the gold medal team in 1980. And he is currently director of special outreach for Boston University. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, Brian. Good. How you doing?
Michael, is that one of these things where if I have a member of Lynyrd Skynyrd and I play Freebird, they go, oh, my goodness, really? Do when I play that, do you mind?
Not at all. It just reminds me of a special time and a special moment for me and my teammates. And, you know, even 41 years later, it still resonates. I came into my office here this morning at Boston University, and I hadn't been here in 10 days, and I had about 25 letters of people sending pictures to be autographed, and the average age of most of them was probably 12.
Wow.
So they, the movie, my book, I mean, it's something that it's not on the tip of people's tongues, but when they talk about sporting events and sporting moments, clearly our moment comes to the top. So it's all good.
Bring us back to 1980, where the hostage crisis, America was not feeling great about itself. You had, we're in a malaise coming out of the Carter years. His words, his attitude, you know, we're in a tough time. He put on a sweater, went in front of the White House, and he told everyone, you know, America, I get the sense that we're not doing that great. It might not even get any better. You know, the Soviet Union was on the march. We didn't know what was happening. We still had Vietnam was just 5 years prior. So you would say that America needed this lift. Would you say that, or were you even thinking that? You were just a hockey player.
Well, two things. I think we weren't thinking it because we had a hockey tournament to play in, but we were very well aware of it. At that time, the country was looking for something to feel good about. I hate to say it. It's probably similar to what we're dealing with now, but maybe worse now than it was then. We needed something, and all of a sudden we come along and I think brought back a sense of pride in what makes this country such a great country. And, working class kids went out there and did something nobody in the world thought we could do, and people related to it. People felt a part of it. People were waving the flag. America was back, so in some ways. And I just think it brought joy to people who were just downright pissed off and frustrated and needed something to feel good about, and it was us. And we didn't know. We were just playing. But after we realized it, and I think, like I said, 41 years later, I think we realize it again. I've had people come up to me, Brian, and start crying because that moment meant something to them. A kid just sent me a letter today that said he wanted me to sign this picture for his dad because his dad was talking about the 80 Olympics and telling him the story of our team, and he had a tear in his eye. So the moment meant something for a lot of people, it wasn't just a hockey game. And, like I said, I think something we need now.
But, Mike, don't you know there was Jim Crow in this country and there was slavery in this country and that there was segregation in this country? All those things were part of our past, and still we were much more united than we are today. And it started when Colin Kaepernick, who I thought was upset that he was benched, who takes a seat and then a knee. And now it becomes everyone taking a knee on the international stage. And now for the Olympics, I want you to hear Gwen Berry, which brought up, we got to call Mike Ruzioni, when she decided to make this statement, actually put a T-shirt over her head and turn her back to the flag. She explained herself the next day. She's a hammer thrower, track and field.
I never said that I didn't want to go to the Olympic Games. That's why I competed and got third and made the team. I never said that I hated the country. Never said that. All I said was I respect my people enough to not stand or acknowledge something that disrespects them. I love my people, point blank, period. If you know your history, you know the full song of the national anthem. The third paragraph speaks to slaves in America, our blood being slain and pilchered all over the floor. Mm-hmm. It's disrespectful, and it does not speak for Black Americans. It's obvious. There's no question.
So the last time we spoke to you on TV, Mike, we didn't have her further explanation. What do you think about that explanation?
I don't get it. I don't understand it. Again, you know, people have a right to their voice and their opinion. You look back in the history of the Olympic Games and our Black athletes. Look at Jesse Owens in probably one of the most intense moments. He never wavered from standing in front of the flag. Carl Lewis. I mean, I can go on and name athletes that stood there very proudly. And I just don't get it. If you have an opinion, I think there are other places to make that statement. I think the podium, the Olympic Games, the Olympic Festival, right, is not the forum for that. Go to our military bases. You know, go to our first responders. Go talk to them about what the flag means to them and what the anthem means to them. And again, I'm old school. My dad was a Marine. My nephew was a Marine. My son's a fireman. My son-in-law's a police officer. Military and first responders are a big part of my family, and the flag and the anthem mean a great deal to me, more to me than maybe obviously some other people. But don't disrespect the flag and the anthem the way that she did. The other two girls were standing there proudly with their hands over their heart and a flag in their hand. So, again, she has an agenda, and clearly this is the way for her to bring it across. I don't agree with it.
And Mike, you know, I'm watching the television show right now, and I saw this morning. There's a big picture of her wearing a USA jersey, proudly holding up the flag behind her. And many people have postulated that perhaps this has to do with her sponsor, which is an organization called that wants to defund the police. And maybe this is part of that.
Everybody has their agenda. And I disagree with the thought of that. The other girl that recently said that she wanted to burn the flag at the games as she got on the anthem. Who thinks of doing things like that? So, again, I'm old school. I believe the anthem and the flag stand for something.
Right.
And we should honor and respect the people who made this country what it is. The freedom that we have today is because of the warriors that fought these battles to give us the right to probably say what she wants to say,
right,
but not acknowledging the anthem or the flag. I just, again, I don't agree with it, and I never will.
And by the way, you guys basically took a vow of poverty to train to be an Olympian. Now the sponsors are in, and there's a way to earn some money, and there's no more amateur status to worry about. You guys were truly amateurs. Now things are changing as of today. In about 15 states, there are rules on the books. You are a college star, a hockey player, and now there are rules on the books where you can earn money off your likeness. You did not go pro. You went right to broadcasting and went to the private industry giving speeches. So here's Lee Steinberg, maybe the most successful agent in sports, talks about what's going to change now for college players. Cut 40.
Any player at the collegiate level can hire a marketing agent, which would be the same as a regular sports agent, and go ahead and start to brand themselves on social media and get revenue from endorsements, from internet projects,
wow,
and market themselves the same way they would when they get to the pros.
Now, is this the right move?
You know, the problem with that is how does it affect the team atmosphere where some players who are bigger names are going to be making a lot of money and, you know, the so-called guys who aren't the big stars are going to be sitting back going, how come I don't get a little piece of this? But you do. So, it's something I think that's new and people are going to try to experiment with it and see what's out there. I don't like the idea because I think it only specializes certain players, certain teams, certain sports. That's something that we're going to see how it plays out. The sport of ice hockey, I don't think you're going to see many college hockey players reap the rewards. I think you're probably looking at football and basketball as the only two sports that are really going to generate you know, some income for these athletes. And like I said, what about the minor athletes? What about the women who play sports that don't have the attendance at games that the, you know, the men's, you know, LSU football team or Alabama's football team? You know, what about the gymnasts and you know, the volleyball players? I wonder how that's going to be spread out.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, if Mike Ruzioni is asked to go and represent a Jeep dealership, freshman Mike Ruzioni, who is an outstanding college player, obviously, you're going to go down there and it's your money. They're not going to pay you. And then if someone wants you on a local commercial, and for example, in Nebraska, we got two great affiliates in Nebraska, they right away are set up and they're telling their recruits, guys, there's going to be a lot of opportunity here. We worship our football and basketball team. That's going to be an immediate advantage, isn't it?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you want to go to Duke and play basketball versus another school that doesn't have the visibility? So I think the big powerhouses, the big schools, are going to be able to, you know, have that as a huge recruiting tool. Hey, come to Notre Dame, play football here, and guess what? You can make X amount of dollars versus if you went to a smaller school, a Division I school, but maybe not as big or as well known.
Yeah, and, you know, from a college soccer player, Division II college soccer players, it's not a Reebok wasn't judging, you know, trying to recruit me in the locker room for an endorsement deal. I get it. But for these football players, you know, they generate all this money for the school and they get the huge TV contracts. And when they get out, most of them don't go pro. So the argument is, shouldn't they be able to, if they're selling their jersey in the bookstore, shouldn't they get a piece of that? If the Jeep dealership wants the offensive lineman at 19 years old to go downstairs and sign autographs on a Monday when you don't have practice, should they make some money? How do you feel about that?
Well, I think if I was the athlete, I would think it's great. You know, an opportunity to make some money that you're not going to, you know, therefore get, you know, elsewhere.
Yeah.
So, again, I think the onus is going to be on the universities, the colleges, the athletic directors to figure out the way to run the program the right way. And I don't know if it's by giving the guys money or the ladies' money, but it clearly to me is going to be certain athletes, certain sports, certain schools.
See, here's the other thing to keep in mind, and you know this. I like watching college sports because of the university and the tradition. The minute I look at a bunch of players just wearing the uniform and don't even pretend to be students, it becomes AAA. I don't watch AAA baseball or hockey. I don't like minor league sports. I'm a major league guy, and I want to be I want to watch the best college players, let's say. And now all of a sudden, if they're just representing that college and it loses the luster and the history, and I think they're in danger of losing what sells.
Well, I think you're welcome to 2021. It's a different world that we're living in. It's being driven by money. Decisions are being made by money. It's a different world. It's just a different world that we're living in.
Gambling too. And finally, Mike, do you ever regret not going pro after the Olympics? You would have been how old?
I'd have been 25, so I was old at the time. You know, it's not like, you know, nobody said, here's $20 million. There wasn't a lot of money in hockey. To me, it was peace of mind. You know, there's no doubt I could have played, and I wouldn't have been a great player. I'd have been an average player. I probably would have played 4 or 5 years at best. But at 25 years old, I decided it was time to move on and do something else, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I was going to coach and teach. I was a phys ed major at Boston University, and that's what my plan was. And then found out that this Olympic game was a big deal, and my life kind of took a different turn. But I'm back at Boston University. I've been here 20-something years. I continue to do some speaking around the country, and have 6 grandkids right now. So life's moved on, and I love to be in the college scene, the college atmosphere, the athletes, the student athletes that we have here. It's great to be a part of a program like Boston University. So. I do understand times have changed, things are different, but like we started with this conversation, I still proudly stand for the flag, the anthem, and what that anthem and what that flag means to me and what it meant to my family.
I just hope there's nothing that happens at the games to embarrass this country. We do not need to be embarrassed in front of the rest of the world in Tokyo.
I hope you're right, but I have a feeling something will go on.
I hope you're wrong. And we're going to end, Mike, with something that if you were not tired of the first one, then you're not going to be tired of this one. Cut 39.
Bedlam in here, stopping. 5 seconds to the gold medal. 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
Mike Ruzioni, thanks so much.
Brian, thank you. Always nice to hear that.
All right, man. And thanks for earning it and doing it. Appreciate it. Michael Ruzziani, great job. Back to wrap up this hour. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Daisy sheds like crazy. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DinoVite.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dinovite for cats would come out.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them.
Dinovite is a life changer. Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Celebrate the 4th of July with Fox News Podcasts. It's a proud American podcast hosted by Johnny Joey Jones with Fox and Friends weekend co-host Pete Hegseth. Then catch a new episode of Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek as she looks at the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Plus, Fox Top 5 has the top 5 greatest Americans with Jesse Waters and Carly Shimkus. And don't miss the Fox News Rundown special 4th of July episode. Download and listen on July 4th at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Celebrate this 4th of July all weekend with Fox News Channel. Our proud American coverage will highlight our nation's patriotic spirit with one-of-a-kind performances and events. Plus, all weekend, Abby Hornacek is bringing you a special look at our nation's history and this year's iconic Kansas City Air Show. Then, you don't want to miss our Independence Day special, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, commemorating the founding of our nation with spectacular fireworks shows live. Join us for the ultimate proud American celebration happening all weekend only on Fox News Channel. Celebrate the 4th of July with Fox News Podcasts. It's a proud American podcast hosted by Johnny Joe Jones with Fox and Friends weekend co-host Pete Hegseth. Then catch a new episode of Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek as she looks at the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Plus, Fox Top 5 has the top 5 greatest Americans with Jesse Waters and Carly Shimkus. And don't miss the Fox News Rundown special 4th of July episode. Download and listen on July 4th at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Celebrate this 4th of July all weekend with Fox News Channel. Our proud American coverage will highlight our nation's patriotic spirit with one-of-a-kind performances and events. Plus, all weekend, Abby Hornacek is bringing you a special look at our nation's history and this year's iconic Kansas City Air Show. Then, you don't want to miss our Independence Day special, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, commemorating the founding of our nation with spectacular fireworks shows live. Join us for the ultimate proud American celebration happening all weekend only on Fox News Channel. Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I think it's time to find out perhaps if we need to know more.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Well, President Biden's done something totally unnecessary, and the State Department's overseeing it. You now can be male, female, or non-binary on your passport applications. Please tell me how this benefits. Wednesday's announcement adds the United States to a growing number of countries, including Canada, Germany, Australia, and India. Good luck with that. Meanwhile, workers are offered all types of signing bonus to actually work for a living, especially on fast food franchises. You want to go to McDonald's? They offer you $500 to sign on. Orlando, this Cuba Libre restaurant chain, $1,000 bonuses. Option to be paid in Bitcoin. Wendy's $100. Chipotle $15 an hour. All because the government's paying people so much, in many cases, not to work, then to work. You're competing against Joe Biden's free lunch. That's the problem. Next, Senator Maxine Waters. No, I don't know if we have the actual soundbite, but here's the story. Joe Biden shook a woman's hand, a congresswoman's hand, then shook Maxine Waters' hand. He said, "Senator, I hope you think I'm kidding. I'm not." Maxine Waters' 82-year-old shrugged and gave what appeared to be a who-knows expression. What is he talking about? Does he think she's going to run for senator at 82 years old when she's barely a passable congresswoman? Next. President Trump says he's made a decision on whether to run in 2024. My sense is, he told Sean, I've made a decision. We'll tell you after 2022. My sense is he will run. On the decision, on the indictment today, on the CFO, evidently Politico was told by a Trump confidant, he's very happy that that's what they have. Next. It's so far from who we really are. Fixer-upper star Joanna Gaines holds back tears, addressing past claims of racism and homophobia as she's about to announce more diversity with her husband Chip, the rock stars, and their new TV network, the Magnolia TV network. I'm not sure what she's accused of, but I guess they say that she might have said things that are anti-something that could have got herself in trouble. She's 43, married to Chip, who's 46. They quit their show Fixer Upper in 2017, despite the fact it was drawing a huge audience, emotional about all accusations. The cancel culture won't cancel them. They're just too powerful. And next, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld passed away at the age of 88, passed away of cancer. George W. Bush paid tribute, called him an exemplary public servant who ran into Pentagon fires in 9/11 and was the architect of the War on Terror. His family said he passed away in New Mexico. He says he was offered to resign after the Abu Ghraib scandal, but President Bush would not hear of it. He helped design the 2003 invasion that led to the toppling of Saddam Hussein, but not preparing for the next day is when the critics really dug in. He'll be relieved before he started the second term with George W. Bush, but his press conferences were examples of leadership. Those are my words. He took total control, was in control, extremely competent, even if you disagreed with him. I always loved talking to him. He actually answered your questions. He was an outstanding wrestler as well and did a lot for USA Wrestling. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Go to Fox Nation and check out my series, What Made America Great, 4 brand new episodes you won't regret, especially in this 4th of July weekend.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321321. That's POWER to 321321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.